richer nutrition, and it's richer in vitamins and minerals than Nesquik powder.
I get the point, Kenny. You love your Ovaltine, but...
That's rich chocolate Ovaltine, Mrs. McGee.
Got it.
More Ovaltine, please!
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. The 109th Congress underway. The Senate today began its proceedings with a moment of silence for the victims of the Asian tsunami before the senators took their oath, administered by Vice President Dick Cheney. Lawmakers say Social Security is at the top of the legislative agenda, and charges were flying even before the official start of the session. Reports that the administration plan would mean a cut in Social Security benefits was drawing fire from House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi. She charged cuts in benefits and what she called the false promise of private accounts are recipes for disaster. A dozen retired generals and admirals said today they have deep concern about Alberto Gonzalez's nomination to be Attorney General. They're concerned about his role in putting together the Bush administration policy on questioning terror suspects. The high-ranking officers include retired Army General John Shalakashvili, former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. They made their views known in a letter to the Senate Judiciary Committee, which is going to be holding hearings on Gonzalez's nomination later this week. They are urging the senators to question Gonzalez aggressively about whether he now believes that torture may be used in some instances and whether anti-torture laws and treaties like the Geneva Conventions apply to anyone captured by U.S. forces in Iraq or Afghanistan. The White House today denouncing the assassination of Baghdad's provincial governor, but urging there be no delay in the elections to come later this month. Press Secretary Scott McClellan saying the administration condemns the killing in the strongest terms. The governor's convoy was ambushed in a North Baghdad neighborhood. He was killed along with six of his bodyguard. He's the highest-ranking Iraqi official to be killed in 8 months. However, McClellan says it is crucial the January 30th election be held as planned. He called it an important part of defeating terrorists. The spokesman acknowledged security challenges, as he called them, in some parts of Iraq. But he said for much of the country, the situation is secure enough to have an election. Some of the problems getting relief to those who need it in South Asia are being taken care of today. An airport runway in one of the hardest-hit areas of Indonesia couldn't be used for much of the day after a relief plane hit a herd of cows and was damaged. The runway has now been cleared. According to the United Nations humanitarian chief, it's a logistical nightmare getting relief to the areas devastated by the tsunami. Jan Eglin says there are tens of thousands of people who receive no relief, but he says the outpouring of aid from around the world has been phenomenal. Secretary of State Colin Powell says Muslim nations may now see the United States in a better light because of the outpouring of aid for tsunami victims. He says the help from the U.S. gives the Muslim world an opportunity to see American generosity. This is Air America.
Hi, this is Larry King. So I'm at this French restaurant, and the waiter says, Monsieur, red or white? So I say purple, as in Welch's purple grape juice, because Welch's helps keep your heart healthy. It's made from Welch's Concord grapes that contain powerful antioxidants, like the grapes used to make red wine. Welch's has no added sugar, is fat-free, cholesterol-free, and certified by the American Heart Association. Plus, it goes great with everything on the menu. So, forget the corkscrew. Twist open a bottle of delicious Welch's 100% grape juice.
Hi, I'm Mark Marin. In the Indian Ocean region, the death toll continues to rise as a result of the recent tsunami, and authorities are saying it may be the most expensive disaster of all time. The Red Cross is there to help, but they can't do it without you. Please help those affected by this crisis by making a financial gift to the American Red Cross International Response Fund. Call 1-800-HELP-NOW or make a secure online donation at www.redcross.org. The Red Cross. Together, we can save a life.
Injury victims. If you or a loved one has been injured as a result of a motor vehicle accident, a slip or a fall, or because of a doctor, hospital, or nursing home mistake, get the legal help you and your family deserve with no upfront out-of-pocket expense. Call the Personal Injury Review Board at 1-800-858-2870. The call is free and the results may surprise you. Don't let the insurance companies give you a quick, unfair offer. You may be entitled to a much greater settlement. Call 1-800-858-2870. Our lawyers will work hard to get you the highest amount of money and the maximum benefits to which the law says you are entitled. The Personal Injury Board has your best interests in mind. Call 1-800-858-2870. That's 1-800-858-2870. Not available in all states. Cost payable at conclusion of case.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we've got answers.
Unfiltered.
On Fridays, what your government does is they release things that they don't want you to notice because they count on you not reading the Saturday paper. And they count on all of the shows and media as thinking something that happened on Friday is too old news to talk about. So when you find out that they wait for a Friday that is a federal holiday while we are in the midst of covering the largest natural disaster in any of our lifetimes, then you know they've saved something good.
Unfiltered. On Air America Radio.
Hey, good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thanks for tuning in. We have a lot of ground to cover tonight. We have some sound for you. Simple Scotty McClellan, today's press conference regarding the sentencing guidelines that the Bush administration is trying to impose on, everybody. And that is, if you don't have enough evidence to get an indictment, just lock a person up for life. We have a phone number to call your senator and ask him or her to protest the election results. Tell them to stand up this Thursday and ask for a debate. Phone number is 877-762-8762. All right? Now, regarding Ohio, we mentioned this last night. The regional chairwoman for the Bush-Cheney crime enterprise, one Joanne Davidson, says 2 months is long enough for the Republican victors to withstand protesters whose public claims and multiple legal actions she characterized as frivolous and unsubstantiated. She says, I think we've been very quiet, we've been very patient, and we've been very tolerant. We've given the courts an opportunity to review these matters. But there comes a time when we say we need to accept the results and move on. Really, she's been very quiet, very patient, very tolerant. That's the message. There you go. The Bush crime family has been very tolerant, very patient, very quiet. Now it's time to stop the nonsense and get on with the Fourth Reich, I guess. Ms. Davidson noted that a recount was recently completed that confirmed Bush won Ohio over John Kerry by 117,000 votes. Of course, that's not the issue, is it? The campaign has filed the motion with Ohio's High Court yesterday. We told you about this. That motion contends that the election challenge missed the filing deadline. See, it's not about votes, it's about filing deadlines. that the motion improperly named the present Vice President Bush campaign guru Karl Rove when it should have been filed against Electoral College members. They're the ones who formally elect the president, you see. And also, the appeal filed by the Bush-Cheney crime family said the complaint did not present the clear and convincing evidence required by Ohio law. Now, Peter Pekarsky, who is an attorney for this coalition of Democrats, Greens, Independents, people who say, look, it's been stolen again. Peter Pekarsky said that significant deviations from expert exit polling by a renowned international pollster provide the clear and convincing evidence required for the Ohio Supreme Court to uphold the challenge and revisit the vote. Pekarsky said that the swings in exit polling and the final official tallies are so radically outside the margin of error that it would be the cause for concern in, say, Ukraine or Iraq, but not here. Pekarsky said, quote, anywhere else on the face of the planet, the people would know that they were victims of an election fraud. Well, Mr. Pekarsky, you know, most Americans don't care. They really don't. I'm sorry to be the one to bring that up again, you know, but most Americans don't care. This Thursday is the day, right? This is when the House and Senate have to confirm the electoral votes. And to challenge those that total, it takes one House member and one senator. And the challenge only throws open for debate the results. It doesn't revisit any of the states or any of the fraud or any of the voter suppression. It just throws open for debate. That's it. And I do not believe there is one Democratic senator in the United States Senate who will stand with any one of several dozen House members and challenge the results. So Thursday night, we will be playing taps for American democracy, and we also, which Requiem, Kathy's the best Mozart? We'll play that too. In the meantime, NBC reporter Andrea Mitchell, whose husband is Fed Chairman Alan Greenspan, last Thursday night she described Bush's cabinet as, quote, not exactly the best and the brightest, unquote. Now, this is unusual because Andrea Mitchell is a huge apologist for all things Republican, all things Bushian. You know, she's as much of a right-winger as anybody in his administration. So this is kind of strange. What happened was Andrea Mitchell was discussing the South Asia tsunami disaster with a Newsweek editor, John Meacham, and Mitchell apparently said, quote, if the president really were to take this opportunity and not only reach out overseas, but do big things here, wouldn't you have thought that he would have reached beyond the immediate circle of the White House and brought in more stellar people into the cabinet? And before John Meacham of Newsweek could answer, Mitchell added, quote, I'm trying to be very diplomatic here, but this isn't exactly the best and the brightest, end quote. Oh, well, there goes her name off the party list, right? Goodbye. Military. Our military is increasing drug testing of our forces in Afghanistan and Iraq because they're worried that the troops might turn to drugs because of the combat stress. That's according to Pentagon officials, reported by the Associated Press. The military says drug use is low and primarily limited to marijuana. However, concerns about drug use center on Afghanistan, which has, of course, as a result of our invasion, become the world's leading provider of opium. Opium, poppies, of course, can be refined into heroin, and last year Afghanistan accounted for 87% of the world's opium supply. How about that? How much of that do you think went into a Bush bank account somewhere? 87% of the world's opium supply now comes from a country whose leader is our puppet, whose leader we installed, who is a former consultant advisor to Unocal Oil Company. Little nasty-ass country, Afghanistan. I'm sorry, if you're from Afghanistan, no offense intended, but the country is the same now as it was in the 13th century. Opium. Now, of course, what the military is afraid of is what was learned or should have been learned in Vietnam. How many guys in Vietnam became addicted, became drug users? How many came back to this country and brought their drug habits and addictions with them? Who wouldn't? Who wouldn't? I'm not getting on the soldiers. Who wouldn't do it? Oh, a survey conducted by the military found that cigarette smoking and heavy drinking are on the rise in the military, too. The governor of Baghdad was assassinated today, shot dead in roadside ambush in Baghdad. Attackers shot at his armor-plated car from several different directions. His convoy was driving through northern Baghdad. In separate incidents, at least 10 people died in a blast in Baghdad. Attacks across the country. 5 U.S. soldiers were killed in the last 24 hours. 5 more soldiers dead. But like Bush says, it's a great success story, right? Huh? We're going to have elections there no matter how many people die. It's now being reported in the Middle East and, excuse me, and in South Asia, this comes from the India Daily, that the suicide bomber who was responsible for the deaths of 22 people when he blew himself up inside an army mess tent in Mosul, remember, a couple of weeks ago, he was a Saudi medical student. That's reported by an Arab newspaper. 20-year-old Ahmed Al-Ghamdi, he had left his father in Saudi Arabia and joined Ansar al-Sunnah, the Iraqi militant group that took responsibility. So once again, George Bush's Saudi friends are killing and blowing up our people. It just never stops, does it? We'll be right back. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
One in four adults has high blood pressure. If you're one of them and you have a cold, Coricidin HBP has surprising news for you. The American Heart Association recognizes that decongestants found in many leading cold medicines can raise your blood pressure and interfere with blood pressure medication. So why risk it? Only decongestant-free Coricidin HBP provides a line of safe, powerful cold and flu medication specially formulated for people with high blood pressure. So make the safe choice. Coricidin HBP. Use as directed.
What is your name? Do you have any dependents? Did you sell your home?
If you can answer questions like these, you can confidently do your taxes yourself at TurboTax.com. TurboTax makes even complex returns easy by asking simple questions like,
did you earn any interest income?
Then TurboTax adds everything up automatically. And when you're done, you can e-file and get your refund in days.
Do you want your refund sent directly to your bank account?
TurboTax. Taxes made easy. Taxes done right.
Emerging research suggests you consume substantial quantities of tomatoes every day to reduce your risk of cancer.
5 tomatoes every day?
To get your daily dose, try Lycomato.
Day after day.
All the power of 5 whole tomatoes in one little pill. With lycopene and all the other antioxidants found naturally in the tomato.
You're talking 152 tomatoes a month?
The power of 5 tomatoes in one little pill.
That's 1,825 tomatoes a year.
Look for Vitamin Shop brand lycopene with Lycomato in your local vitamin shop.
People either loved her or hated her.
A crime of passion.
Do you want a gun?
A random clue. A new detective.
Don't get into any trouble. Who, me?
Kelly Martin is Mystery Woman, a bookstore owner who reads between the lines.
Everything is pointing to her. Her gun, her lies.
The Hallmark Channel Mystery Movie. Mystery Woman premieres Friday night at 9, 8 Central on Hallmark Channel. Get a clue at HallmarkChannelMysteries.com.
Dear citizens, it is not only among enemies that ignorance substitutes for intelligence. Anger is more common than understanding, prejudice more common than tolerance, and conflict more common than peace. Neglect for healing the world with wisdom is reflected in the broken body of every soldier, civilian and vain argument. And as the blood of combat spills from the spirit of antagonism that flows from concepts we fail to scrutinize, war, as the offspring of our habits, continues to defy peace as the destiny of change. This is Gola Wolf Richards inviting you to contemplate Silver Lessons for Global Conflict Resolution at mottocitizens.com. War continues based on power we fail to assume, for peace we neglect to learn. Learn to engender the United States of mind. Orchestrate a concert of character for peace. Contemplate Silver Lessons at mottocitizens.com.
It's the biggest breakthrough in getting a good night's sleep. So effective, over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. What is it? It's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. An innovation so advanced, it's guaranteed to provide a better night's sleep. Now you can get a free sample of the incredible material behind this mattress and a free Better Sleep video. Call 1-800-254-7788. The Tempur-Pedic mattress contours to every curve of your body. It relieves the pressure points that make you toss and turn. You'll sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. And for people with back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers extraordinary relief. For a free sample of the Tempur material, call 1-800-254-7788. Call now, and you'll also get Tempur-Pedic's Better Sleep video absolutely free. So feel for yourself what all the excitement is about. Call 1-800-254-7788. That's 1-800-254-7788.
This is Merlin Olson for the National Association for the Self-Employed. Have you ever wondered what other small business owners do for their benefits? It's not an easy task to find benefits. Tell you what I did. I joined the National Association for the Self-Employed. They're the nation's leading resource for microbusiness owners. The NASC offered me the perfect small business benefit package at an affordable price. I gained access to affordable health insurance and also a great package of discounts on other personal and business benefits. Things I can really use, like discounted dental services, unlimited tax advice, and emergency road service. If you're self-employed or you run a micro business, do what I did. Call the National Association for the Self-Employed.
Health insurance is underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Call 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690. Not available in all states. Call 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690.
Ready for a liberal helping of truth? It's more of Mike Malloy.
22 past the hour, another milestone in Iraq. Another milestone passed by the U.S. military. The number of U.S. troops wounded in Iraq since Bush invaded a country with no ability to defend itself. Since that invasion in March of 2003, the number of U.S. troops wounded has now surpassed 10,000. The number of U.S. military deaths in Iraq stood at on Tuesday, add five to this, 1,335. And the Pentagon announced that a brigade-sized unit of the 28th Infantry Division of the Pennsylvania Army National Guard. That's about 2,400 part-time soldiers. 2,400 men and women who did not join the National Guard to go into a hot zone combat situation. Had they wanted that, they would have joined the Army. The regular Army. 2,400 part-time soldiers will be sent to Iraq very soon. The United States Congress expects the White House to request $100 billion this year for war in Iraq and Afghanistan. That's according to congressional officials. This will push the war's cost over $200 billion. Remember what these lying dogs in the White House said? That the war in Iraq would cost $50 to $60 billion top, so don't worry about it. Remember during the campaign when John Kerry said $200 billion is on the horizon? It's already been spent, and it has. And what the Bush crime family does, they don't include this in their budget. These are considered supplemental spending requests so that the budget this pig submits to the Congress looks $100 billion cheaper than it really is. It's astonishing, isn't it? Speaking of money, families of U.S. troops killed in the attack on Fallujah. Families of U.S. troops killed in the offensive, the attack on Fallujah. Went to Jordan last week with $600,000 worth of humanitarian aid for refugees of the attack. Iraqis. 71 U.S. military members died in November as a result of the assault on Fallujah. The Iraqi government said more than 2,000 Iraqis were killed. One of the people in this delegation, Rosa Suarez of Escondido, California, said, quote, "This delegation is a way for me to express my sympathy and support for the Iraqi people." She went on to say, "The Iraq war took away my son's life and has taken away the lives of so many innocent Iraqis. It is time to stop the killing and to help the children of Iraq." End quote. The families of our soldiers who have been killed, the family said, with peace groups, physicians' organizations, and relatives of the September 11th attack victims in this country, they raised $100,000 in an internet appeal. Humanitarian groups like Middle East Children's Alliance and Operation USA contributed $500,000 worth of medical supplies. The families flew to Amman, Jordan on December 26 and handed over the supplies to medical and humanitarian workers there. My God. Could you do that? If your son or your husband or your father were to be killed in Iraq, could you collect money for the Iraqi civilians? Yeah, I could too. A lot of people have emailed me, and I usually respond by saying, look it up on Google, about WhiteRoseSociety.org, Ben Birch's website. This is where he has become, as far as I'm concerned, the official archiver of not just this program, but Randy Rhodes, Tom Hartman, who else? Kathy? He does a bunch of them. And when he set up that site a few years ago, the only program I think he was archiving at the time was mine, right? For IE America, I think that's how it started out. But he does several now. So what is this White Rose Society? Where does it get its name? And Mike in St. Paul, Minnesota, asked the question and then answered it himself. And I want to share with you, this is a lead-in. I'm going to share with you the origins of White Rose Society in Nazi Germany. And it's a lead-in to the topic that we highlighted on the Air America page webpage today about life in prison being advocated by the Bush crime family for people against whom there's not enough evidence even to get an indictment. Folks, you do understand where we are, don't you? Huh? Okay. No, I'm not going to bash Democrats tonight. You know, there's no point in it. But when we come back, I want to share this with you. White Rose Society, what is it, and how is it pertinent, and why did Ben Birch pick it? Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
citizens. It is not only among enemies that ignorance substitutes for intelligence. Anger is more common than understanding, prejudice more common than tolerance, and conflict more common than peace. Neglect for healing the world with wisdom is reflected in the broken body of every soldier, civilian, and vain argument. And as the blood of combat spills from the spirit of antagonism that flows from concepts we fail to scrutinize, war, as the offspring of our habits, continues to defy peace as the destiny of change. This is Gola Wolf Richards inviting you to contemplate Silver Lessons for Global Conflict Resolution at mottocitizens.com. War continues based on power we fail to assume, for peace we neglect to learn. Learn to engender the United States of mind. Orchestrate a concert of character for peace. Contemplate Silver Lessons at mottocitizens.com.
Want to turn your car into a stealth fighter? Invisible to all types of speed detection equipment, including radar and laser? Well, now you can with Phaser. With a range of up to 3 miles, the Phaser guarantees that you will avoid all types of speed traps. In fact, the manufacturer will even pay your fine if you get a ticket. More than a mere radar detector. The Phaser works by bouncing a mixture of radar signals and invisible infrared pulses to confuse the computer inside the radar or laser gun. The Phaser is the ultimate way to avoid costly speeding tickets. In fact, it is been made illegal in some states, so call now for details. Remember, the Phaser is guaranteed or your speeding ticket is paid. So if you never want to worry about hearing this again, go stealth and get the Phaser today.
To order risk-free, call now 866-794-6495. That's 866-794-6495. Call 866-794-6495.
Not available in California, Minnesota, Nebraska, Virginia, Oklahoma, or Washington, D.C. Certain restrictions apply to guarantee. Call for details.
If you want to know everything that's going on here and the world, you need to get home delivery of the New York Times. Nothing is more convenient than having the Times delivered to you early every morning, ready to guide you through the day with unparalleled coverage of world and national events, business, politics, art, music, technology, and culture, all for as low as $2.90 a week when you call 1-877-TIMES-23 today. From everyday sections like the Arts, Business Day, and the National Report, to weekly features like Styles, Dining In, and the New York Times Magazine, you'll find relevant news, unique perspective, and content you won't find anywhere else. So call 1-877-TIMES-23 today and get the New York Times delivered for as low as $2.90 a week for the first 12 weeks when you order with your credit card. That's 50% off the regular price. This is your world. Let it come to you every day in the New York Times. This offer is for new subscribers. You must not have been a subscriber in the last 90 days. Prices lower in the New York metropolitan area.
Are you a diabetic? Do you have Medicare or private insurance? If you do, here's some great news that could save you time and money. If you're required to test your blood sugar, iCare may be able to provide your supplies at no cost to you. Here's why. We work with Medicare and most private insurances to determine your maximum coverage benefits, so we can ship your supplies free right to your door. So I want you to call us right now. 800-720-5868. 800-720-5868. So if you have diabetes, we make it real easy for you here at iCare. We are an approved Medicare provider, and we do all the paperwork, so all you have to do is call. Toll free, 800-720-5868. 800-720-5868. That's 800-720-5868. Remember, at iCare, we care.
Hi, I'm Mark Maron. In the Indian Ocean region, the death toll continues to rise as a result of the recent tsunami, and authorities are saying it may be the most expensive disaster of all time. The Red Cross is there to help, but they can't do it without you. Please help those affected by this crisis by making a financial gift to the American Red Cross International Response Fund. Call 1-800-HELP-NOW or make a secure online donation at www.redcross.org. The Red Cross. Together, we can save a life.
Air America is more than just on your radio. Visit us on the web at airamericaradio.com.
It's on the internet.
We've added a show preview section so you can see who and what's coming up on your favorite shows. We also round up news that matters to you so that you can read up on the top stories of the day.
And it's hard work.
While you're at airamericaradio.com, visit our bookstore. There you'll find books mentioned on Air America Radio offered at huge discounts.
I know that.
airamericaradio.com, your source for everything Air America.
No subliminal messages for you to misunderestimate. It's Mike Malloy. He's commonsensical.
Mike in St. Paul, Minnesota, wanted to know about White Rose Society, and then he did his own research and pretty much answered it. But here's what he found out. In Nazi Germany, the state had the power to arrest anyone and have him executed without due process of law. Sometimes there were some judicial formalities, but for all practical purposes, the result, always guilty, and the punishment, always death, were preordained. For example, consider the case of Marinus van der Lubbe, who along with three others was accused by Nazi officials of firebombing the German parliament building, the Reichstag, in 1933. That was the year Hitler was made Chancellor of Germany. After being tortured by government officials, van der Lubbe confessed his guilt to the terrorist act and was executed. However, when the other three defendants went to trial under Germany's judicial system, they were acquitted. And Hitler then decreed that all future treason cases would be tried before a special people's court, whose judges would be specially selected members of the National Socialist German Workers' Party, the Nazis. Now, trials before this so-called people's court were conducted in secret because of national security. National security necessitated that the trials be done secretly. And appeals to higher courts were not permitted. You following this? One of the most famous trials before the People's Court was that of college students Hans and Sophie Scholl and their friend Christoph Probst. They were arrested and charged with treason for circulating anti-government leaflets entitled The White Rose. They were given a secret trial before Judge Roland Friesler, Chief Justice of the People's Court of the Greater German Reich, who had been sent from Berlin to Munich to preside over this particular case. Since the trial was conducted in secret, Hans and Sophie's parents were not permitted into the courtroom. But when Sophie's mother, Magdalena Scholl, tried to force her way into the secret proceedings, she screamed, "But I'm the mother of two of the accused," to which the guard responded, "You should have brought them up better." She was the mother of both Sophie and Hans. The government of Adolf Hitler permitted Hans and Sophie to have a quote, approved lawyer, end quote, but he was much too frightened and intimidated to put up any kind of real defense, not that it would have done any good anyway, given that the judge, rather than a jury, was deciding their fate. 21-year-old Sophie said to Judge Friesler, quote, "Somebody, after all, had to make a start. What we wrote and said is also believed by many others. They just don't dare to express themselves as we did," end quote. Judge Friesler then announced his verdict, guilty, and then sentenced Hans, Sophie, and Christoph to the guillotine. The three defendants were not permitted to appeal to a higher court, so Nazi justice was swift. Within 4 days of their arrest, the German traitors, Hans and Sophie and Christoph Probst, were tried, convicted, sentenced, and executed. Christoph's wife, who had just had their third child and was in the hospital, did not even learn about the secret trial until she received word that her husband had been executed. The White Rose Society, then, is something that Ben Birch put together, whiterosesociety.org, in honor of, recognition of, the White Rose Society that existed in Nazi Germany. Now, in listening to what I just read to you, do you understand the similarity between the Nazis and the Bush crime syndicate? Is there any question in your mind that these comparisons that you hear to Bushism and Nazism, that they are valid, that they are true, they are real. On January 6th, in addition, this Thursday, in addition to the certification of the electoral vote, we'll also begin the hearings for the confirmation of Alberto Gonzalez to be this country's new attorney general. Over the past few days, I think 10, or maybe it was a dozen, former flag rank military officers, now retired, including former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, have requested that the Senate not confirm Gonzalez because of what he has said and his actions and Bush's actions based on his advice regarding the Geneva Conventions, regarding the treatment of prisoners. Now comes this. The Bush administration is planning, as we mentioned last night, for lifetime detention of suspected terrorists. Now, what's a terrorist? Read the USA Patriot Act, Truth Seeker, and find out that a terrorist is not somebody with an Arabic surname. A terrorist can be you. It can be me. It could very easily be me. It could be very easily be anyone who works for Air America and advocates what you hear on this network. We now fall into the definitive realm of terrorism vis-a-vis the USA Patriot Act. Are you aware of that? If you speak out, let's supposing you are a you work someplace where organized labor is involved and your union calls a strike, you can be charged with terrorism now. Do you understand this? I hope you do. I really hope you do. Lifetime detention of suspected terrorists, including anyone the government does not have enough evidence to charge in the courts. Think about this. Now, I posted at the Air America website today that when was it? Almost 800 years ago, 795 years ago, in a meadow near Windsor in England in 1215, King John, under pressure from nobles who were a little bit pissed off about the way King John was running the country, affixed his royal seal to the Magna Carta. Clause 39 of the Magna Carta said, quote, "No free man shall be taken or imprisoned or outlawed or exiled or in any way destroyed, nor will we go or send against him, except by the lawful judgment of his peers or by the law of the land." That means due process. That means warrants. That means indictments. That means trial by jury. That means sentencing. That means appeals. And the Bush crime family now has decided that such legal frivolity is nonsense. You do understand where we are, don't you, Truth Seeker? The Washington Post reported that the Pentagon and the CIA both had asked the White House to decide on a more permanent approach for those it would not set free or turn over to courts at home or abroad. So, the Bush crime family, the thugs, the killers of democracy that exist in this rat's nest of conspiracy and Nazism in Washington, D.C., has decided that it will now seek legal permission from somebody, and they will find somebody, to declare that if there is not enough evidence to even warrant an indictment against someone who one assumes any member of the Bush crime family might determine is a suspect where concerns terror. And remember, the definition of terror now includes you possibly for listening to this program or sending me an email or contributing to a relief agency that's trying to help the victims of the tsunami disaster. Several of those relief agencies are Muslim. What's going to happen 18 months from now when Alberto Gonzalez declares those organizations to be terrorist organizations and they come for your ass, huh? What's going to happen? Do you see how easy this is? The U.S. Defense Department holds about 500 prisoners in Guantanamo. The U.S. Congress is going to appropriate about $40 million to build a permanent jail to hold these detainees who are very unlikely to go through a military tribunal because there's no evidence. This is where we are. This is where we are. And people were ragging on my ass with emails last night because I was declaring the Democratic Party dead. Huh? Because there's not a single Democratic senator that's going to stand in the well of the House and the Senate, or I'm sorry, in the well of the Senate and demand that these electors be challenged. There isn't one. And if I'm wrong, I'll come on the program Thursday and I'll say, wow, whoa, man, was I wrong. Hey. Now, this idea of lifetime detention of people suspected of a crime. Think about that. Oh, my God, can you get your mind around that, truth seeker? Can you get your mind around that? 13th century noblemen could, and they said to King John, no, by God. We're not going to have that. Can you get your mind around that? If anybody in the Bush crime syndicate suspects someone else of an act of terror, and terrorism is so broadly defined now that demonstrating against Walmart can be considered terrorism, they're going to be picked up at the whim of the Bush crime family and jailed possibly for the rest of his or her natural life. Hello? Is anybody paying attention to this?
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
Emerging research suggests you consume substantial quantities of tomatoes every day to reduce your risk of cancer.
5 tomatoes every day?
To get your daily dose, try Lycomato.
Day after day.
All the power of 5 whole tomatoes in 1 little pill. With lycopene and all the other antioxidants found naturally in the tomato.
You're talking 152 tomatoes a month?
The power of 5 tomatoes in 1 little pill.
That's 1,825 tomatoes a year.
Look for Vitamin Shoppe brand lycopene with Lycomato in your local vitamin shop.
When I wear black, even a little dandruff shows. And my old dandruff shampoo just wasn't doing enough. I still had flakes and my scalp felt dry and itchy. So I switched to Celsin Blue Moisturizing Shampoo with aloe and moisturizers.
Doctor recommended Celsin Blue as a proven ingredient to relieve dandruff. Plus, it keeps hair and scalp healthy and itch-free.
If your dandruff shampoo can't handle black, do what I did. Switch to Celsin Blue Moisturizing Shampoo.
Never wear black without the blue. Celsin Blue. Use as directed.
This is Dick Summer for Binder and Binder, America's most successful Social Security disability advocates. One of the reasons we are America's most successful Social Security disability advocates is that we understand that everybody's different. And that's why everybody's disability is different. Well, we're different, too. I'll bet you've never heard anyone else say what Charles Binder always says.
We'll deal with the government because you have enough to worry about.
Now, that's a powerful claim. And we prove it every day, all across America. If you're disabled and you can't work anymore, you ought to call Binder and Binder. 1-800-66-BINDER. Our email address is information@binderandbinder.com. We'll tell you right away if we can put the power of America's most successful Social Security disability advocates to work for you. We understand being different, because we're different too. Make the free call to 1-800-66-BINDER. B-I-N-D-E-R.
Psst. Hey, big guy. We won't tell anyone. When the pressure has you down and you need a libido booster to catch up to what the brain really desires, there's nothing wrong with getting a little help. Best part is, we won't tell a soul. Go to www.instanttabs.com and order your Instant Tabs. Soft tabs made with crushed Viagra for fast-acting, proven results. That's right. Crushed Viagra in soft tab form to get libido-boosting help in 15 to 20 minutes. InstantTabs.com provides a 3 to 5-minute confidential phone consultation where you can be approved by a licensed physician and have your soft tabs, Viagra, Cialis, or Levitra sent right to your home or office. For more info, go to InstantTabs.com now or call 800-640-7032. 800-640-7032. You can enjoy spontaneous, intimate moments with your partner, and she'll never know where you got your newfound stud status. Don't wait. Call now. 800-640-7032. Live life to the fullest with fast-acting Instant Tabs at InstantTabs.com or 800-640-7032. Get a boost for your libido today. 800-640-7032.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions, and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up, and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Doing talk radio right. From the left, it's more of Mike Malloy.
Nine before the hour. Now, this plan by the Bush Crime Syndicate to keep people imprisoned for life, even if the government lacks evidence to charge in the courts, is being questioned by a few senators. Richard Lugar, Republican of Indiana, said on Fox News Sunday, quote, "It's a bad idea. We ought to get over it, and we ought to have a very careful constitutional look at this." Bad idea? No, Senator, a bad idea is wearing mismatched shoes to your job tomorrow morning. This is an atrocity that, oh, my God. I heard a few people today, I don't know where, I surf through some of the cable news and go right back to the classic music channel on Sirius. I don't care. I'm sick of it. But I heard some discussion today, people talking about, well, this is unconstitutional. It's also un Magna Carta. I mean, this is nothing new. This is 800 years old. You can't do this in a civilized society. You simply can't do it. But the Bush crime family says, oh, the hell we can't. Senator Carl Levin, Democrat, Michigan, senior Democrat, Armed Services Committee, said there must be some modicum, some semblance of due process if you're going to detain people, whether it's for life or whether it's for years. Well, Senator, that's a good statement. That's a good statement. I like that statement. There has to be some semblance of due process. Some semblance of due process, Senator Levin, Senator Lugar. Do you guys know what you're saying? The pissy way you're talking about this. Do you understand? Lugar says it's a bad idea. Detention for life is a bad idea. What would Senator Lugar consider an atrocity? So this filthy administration's decision to ignore the Geneva Conventions, and to declare that it has a right to hold people forever, in taken together, there's no doubt that these are Nazis. There's no doubt that these Republicans have no respect for the rule of law. Are you kidding? And remember, why do we impeach Bill Clinton? Remember what these scum said about Clinton because he had a girlfriend and she gave him some oral sex in the Oval Office? Remember what these pigs said about that? Remember the impeachment? Remember the House managers goose-stepping across the Capitol rotunda from the House side to the Senate side to present their case? Do you remember that? And look where we are today. Was there any historical event in this country, the French Revolution, the Russian Revolution, the Chinese Revolution, the D-Day, the atomic bombs on Japan, was there anything that wasn't borrowed from by these Republican House managers as they leveled this assault against Bill Clinton, against, well, Clinton was just a figurehead, against all of us? Against our system of government. Was there anything they didn't steal and pillage and rip? Who was it? Henry Hyde talking about D-Day and Normandy. For Christ's sake, they were talking about somebody getting some oral sex. And then lying about it. And the Bush administration lies about every single thing. Now, 10,000 U.S. soldiers wounded, 1,300 dead, 100,000 Iraqis dead. Jesus, God in heaven, you Christian thugs, where are you? Where are you? Hey, Reverend Dobson, you piece of human waste, or is it Dr. Dobson? Hell, I don't know. I guess it's Dr. Dobson. Where are you on these issues? Where are you, people? Where are you, Republicans? Where are you, Democrats? Where are you, senators? Where is anybody? Is there anybody? Well, you know what the answer to that is? No, of course not. Of course not. Indefinite incarceration with no conversations with your mama, your pappy, your lawyer, your priest, your rabbi, your imam. Nothing. You're gone. You're gone. There's a word for it. Gulags. That's what they did in the Soviet Union. In Nazi Germany, it was a guillotine. You don't deserve a fair open trial? What are you talking about? Hey, it's a new war. Hey, we got to fight this way. Do you understand? Oh, God, you right-wing lurkers. Damn you all to hell. Damn you people who voted for Bush. Damn you to your hell. Damn you to your hell. Do you understand what you've done? Do you understand? Does anybody understand? Oh, I know you do, Truth Seeker. You and I understand. I know. We understand. Jeez, Malloy, lower your voice. Calm down. Eat some cashews here and drink a Diet Coke. Hold on a second. Ah. Man, the pause, it refreshes, right? Hey, not to get upset, not to worry about it. It was an experiment. It lasted 220-some years. It's ended. It's over. Okay? As Bush says, he's a transformational president. You're damn right he is. From the nearest thing in the Western Hemisphere in the past 250 years, the nearest thing to representative government to Nazism. Yeah, you're a transformational president. Now, when we come back, I want you to hear Scotty McClellan talking about lifetime detention levied against people against whom there's not even enough evidence to get an indictment. You're going to love it. Don't leave.
Something new is happening every minute of every day to impact your business, your investments, your opportunities to enrich your life. Forbes.com is here to help. You'll find over 1,500 stories a day on business, technology, the latest market updates, personal investment advice, the world's best in travel, cars, and wines, and the famed Forbes lists. Manage your portfolio and track the latest news on companies and the executives who run them with our exclusive tracker tools and alerts. Get the up-to-the-minute information and tools you need to succeed. Visit Forbes.com today.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson from Normal. For 30 years, Normal has provided a voice for the millions of Americans who smoke marijuana responsibly. Thousands of sick and dying patients find marijuana effective as a medicine, including cancer, MS, and AIDS patients. 9 states have legalized its use. To learn how you can help, contact Normal at www.norml.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORML.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Future Social Security benefits could be cut almost in half for some younger workers under a plan George W. Bush is reported to be considering for overhauling the nation's retirement system. Bush is keeping secret the details of what will be required to remake the system to let younger workers divert some of their payroll taxes into personal investment accounts. Bush has said he'll use as a model the proposals from his 2001 Social Security Commission. Under the commission plan, Social Security benefits for younger workers would be cut by 9% to as high as 45.5% from traditional benefits. Investments in the personal accounts would then be counted on to make up the loss in income. One report says the contributions would be limited to about $1,000 or as high as $1,300 a year. The plan would then let workers divert 4% of their payroll taxes into private accounts, and the remaining 2.4% they pay would go into the current system. The cuts would occur by changing the formula used to calculate benefits to address a future shortfall. The growth in benefits would be slowing dramatically, therefore, by tying them to inflation rates instead of wages. The rate of inflation grows a lot more slowly than wages over a person's lifetime. But opponents say the Bush administration is exaggerating the problem. The retirement system, they say, will be able to pay full promised benefits until 2042, and there are even some simple ways to cover almost all of them beyond that. Federal authorities today used their strongest anti-terror law, the Patriot Act, to charge a New Jersey man with pointing a laser at an airplane and temporarily blinding the pilot and co-pilot. The man's lawyer said he's simply using the device to look at stars with his daughter. The defendant, David Bannock, first claimed his daughter aimed a laser at a helicopter, but later admitted to federal agents that he pointed the light beam at two aircraft near Teterboro Airport last week. He was charged today with interfering with the operator of a mass transportation vehicle and making false statements to the FBI. If convicted, he could get up to 25 years in jail and fines up to $500,000. New surveys of the western coast of the island of Sumatra indicate it was hit harder by that devastating earthquake and tsunami than first thought. The death toll in South Asia now at 139,000, but still climbing. Tens of thousands more deaths are expected to be reported. 16 Americans officially listed among the dead in the tsunami. That number from the U.S. State Department. A spokesman could offer no estimate of how many Americans are missing, although Colin Powell today suggested maybe about 4,000. And Thailand's top weather forecaster has been fired for failing to warn the dangerous tsunamis were heading toward his country. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
Hello, everybody. This is Dave the Alligator Wrangler, deep in the walls of the swamp. There's the alligator now. I'm going to sneak up on him. I'm really lucky that the thunderstorms we had yesterday have passed, so don't startle her. If there's one thing that makes an alligator grumpy, it's a thunderstorm.
Ow!
She's got the arm in her mouth. I should have checked AccuWeather.com for the latest, most accurate weather anywhere. Now, if I could just get my arm back, I could type in AccuWeather.com and find out about the thunderstorm.
Ah!
AccuWeather.com. Access it for free, link to it for free, and buy it for your site. Come on, give me the arm back. That's a good girl.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we got answers.
Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Well, learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. With just one phone call, find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One service are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So call now for your free consultation and debt analysis. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Hi, I'm Mark Maron. In the Indian Ocean region, the death toll continues to rise as a result of the recent tsunami, and authorities are saying it may be the most expensive disaster of all time. The Red Cross is there to help, but they can't do it without you. Please help those affected by this crisis by making a financial gift to the American Red Cross International Response Fund. Call 1-800-HELP-NOW or make a secure online donation at www.redcross.org. The Red Cross. Together, we can save a life.
Hi, I'm Mark Maron. On Wednesday's Morning Sedition, we've got one of the big shots from the Hill to preview the new Congress. It's just as hilarious as it sounds. So join me and Mark Riley for, hey, Mark Riley's back.
Yeah.
We'll hear all about the new Congress and Mark Riley's European vacation, plus a dispatch from the ongoing War on Brains. It's all on Wednesday's Morning Sedition.
Guess who just got back today? That wild-eyed voice that has been away.
Welcome back, 6:30 the hour. Before we get to the Scott McClellan soundbites from today, Matt Schaefer in Wisconsin wanted me to share this with you. There is, tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Wisconsin time, a delegation from the local coalition named No Stolen Elections will deliver petitions to Senator Russ Feingold's Middleton office, asking the senator to take a stand against election fraud. These people will also be carrying a large poster version of the petition and a logo based on Feingold's signature backbone image. His office is located at 1600 Aspen Commons in Middleton, Wisconsin. For those of you who live there, you know where it is. And the email says, reportedly, Senator Feingold has been inundated with communications about election fraud from people around the country and is now looking for Wisconsin residents to make their opinions known. The local activist group No Stolen Elections hope to fulfill his wish as they ask him to join with an estimated 14 members of the House who will challenge the certification of the Electoral College vote on January 6th. So, and the email goes on here, but if you have an interest in this, let your interests be known if you live in Wisconsin. It's tomorrow, 10 a.m. Petitions will be delivered to Senator Feingold's Middleton, Wisconsin office. From Jay in Brooklyn. Dear Mike, I agree with everything you say about the current administration and that the Democratic Party is a gutless wonder, but I'm sick, literally, of listening to everyone on Air America every day doing nothing but trying to build a case against the Bushes, as if there were a jury somewhere that was capable of finding them all guilty and sending them off to Alcatraz. Damn it, you've made the case 1,000 times over, but the only way we're going to get our country back is by building a movement, Democratic, progressive, bull moose, whatever, that will offer the citizens of this country a passionate, powerful alternative. If we've learned nothing else from recent history, let us at least understand that we cannot build a vital nation merely by railing against the scoundrels. We can't leave the darkness if we're not somehow led to the light. It's time to stop the bitching. Millions of us are ready to make something happen. Now, how the hell are we going to do it? All the best, Jay in Brooklyn. Well, I don't know. As far as not complaining, I think part of what the Republicans did over the past 40 years was a constant stream of bitching and complaining. You disagree with that? And now they're in control. A law in media. Now the activists, the political types, of which I'm not, got to work building coalitions, organizing think tanks, coming up with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars to fund all this stuff, so that any time the New York Times wrote an editorial that might be considered liberal, there were enough writers from these right-wing think tanks to immediately blast a response. That's what you can do, Jay, in Brooklyn. You organize it. I just get a real sense from your email, and I'm not trying to come back at you, but I do get a sense from your email that you're looking for someone else to lead. You lead. What the hell is wrong with you? How are we going to do it? That's what your last sentence is. Millions of us are ready to make something happen. Now, how the hell are we going to do it? I don't know. Call somebody in your neighborhood who feels like you do, Jay, and organize something. Get it started. You say you can't leave the darkness if you're not somehow led to the light. Led? You do the leading. And again, I'm not trying to come back at you. I understand what you're saying with the email. I know that this program has degenerated to the point where it's about 99% complaining and bitching. That's one way to look at it. But so was Paul Revere. What the hell is Paul Revere doing? You know, you talk about Air America constantly talking about this stuff. What did Paul Revere? To arms, the British are coming. Quick now. What do you expect? What do you want from Air America? What do you want from Randy Rhodes or Al Franken or me or Janine or Sam? What do you want? We're doing what we can. What are you doing? That's my answer to you, pal. Jay, what are you doing? You looking to be led? Well, that's a shame. This is from Fribbling. All right. In the answer to, I said, is anybody listening? Fribbling writes in, the short answer is yes and no. The yes people are too afraid of their own government for the very reasons you've outlined. There ain't enough of them to rise up yet. The no people are too stupid to be afraid. So the Bush Reich wins both ways. I predict, Fribbling writes, I predict that the right wing will implode. They will do what they always do, go too far. When enough people have finally had enough of their crap, we the people will rise up in the streets and make the 60s look like child's play. Bush's downfall will be his abject disregard for the lopsided distribution of wealth, which he is deliberately making worse. The people will not starve. They will first steal what they need and ultimately take what they want. The subsequent social revolution will swing too far to the left and leave a void, but Bush and his thugs will have been deposed and let off in chains. You and I, Fribbling writes, know the slippery slope that America is allowing the Bush Reich to lead us down can only be broken by the force of the people in huge numbers. It is not going to happen at the polls. We have demonstrated that the electoral system has become hopelessly corrupted. The people will not rise up, Fribbling writes, until it affects them personally. When enough of them have been affected, I'll meet you at the Bastille. Okay. Fair enough. At least Fribbling didn't ask for a leader. I'm sorry, I'm not trying to get in Jay's case. I really am not. But it just pisses me off. I, you know, what would you like Janine Garofalo or Randy Rhodes or me or somebody. Well, what the hell do you want us to do? We're not political scientists. We're either comedians or actors or radio talk show hosts. We're a bunch of people who just happened to be hired by Air America to sit here and bitch. That's what we're doing. We're not. What do you want? You want a political movement set up by Janine Garofalo? Get real. You want Al Franken to, lead a million people and attack the White House? Stop it. You want Sam Cedar to organize a new political party? I'll quit. Now, what the hell do you want me to do? This is my job, to sit here and scream into this microphone every night. It's what I do best. You're looking for a leader. Well, I hope you find it, Jay. But you can be it. You be the leader. I appoint you. Lead me, Jay. Tell me what to do, pal, and I'll do it. Yesterday, Helen Thomas and a couple of other reporters pressed Simple Scotty on the issue of permanent detainees. Helen Thomas begins by asking...
I never said that that was the case.
Helen Thomas begins... by asking, are we going to set up a prison for permanent detainees for whom we have no evidence to even charge or try?
We are fighting a different kind of war, as you have heard us talk about. The enemy is unlike any we have ever seen before. They have no regard for the rule of law. They have no regard for innocent civilians. And let me walk back through this. We do. The president has his most solemn obligation is the safety and security of the American people. The war on terrorism is a war that continues. The people you're talking about are unlawful enemy combatants who were picked up on the battlefield.
Helen Thomas continues raising valid points and asking rational questions that Scotty can't or won't answer. She says, I asked you if we're going to have a permanent prison for detainees without any charges. And if they are picked up on the battlefield, why don't you call them prisoners of war? Why are they unlawful if they were defending their own country?
Let me finish. We have a responsibility to protect the American people, and that includes preventing enemy combatants from returning to the battlefield or rejoining the fight once they have been captured. We also expect those detainees to be treated humanely and in accordance with our laws. So this is a new situation that we've been working to address and maintaining security and making sure detainees continue to be treated humanely are priorities that the Pentagon continues to work to address.
Oh, Jesus, play some music, Kathy. Let me take a break. Don't you just want to vomit all over the place when you hear this pig standing there saying what he's saying? We'll come back and dissect what he said, and we have a few more for you. Unbelievable. The enemy has no regard for the rule of law. That comes out of the mouth of a piglet speaking for the Bush crime family, that they have no regard for the rule of law. They have no regard for innocent civilians. Oh, my God.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
When I wear black, even a little dandruff shows. And my old dandruff shampoo just wasn't cutting it. I still had flakes and dry scalp. So I switched to Selsun Blue Moisturizing Shampoo with aloe and moisturizers. Doctor recommended Selsun Blue has a proven ingredient to relieve dandruff. Plus, it keeps my hair and scalp healthy and flake-free.
If you see flakes, try Selsun Blue. Selsun Blue Moisturizing Dandruff Shampoo.
I'm telling you, it really works.
Never wear black without the blue. Selsun Blue. Uses directed.
Hon?
Yeah?
Can you keep the kids busy? I'm doing our taxes.
Oh, that's right. We're using TurboTax software this year.
Yeah, and it's so easy. TurboTax asks simple questions like an accountant would, and it automatically fills in all the right forms.
Really?
Mm-hmm. TurboTax also checks for errors, and calculations are guaranteed accurate.
Wow. What about deductions?
Oh, it found ones I didn't even think of.
Like those little tax deductions jumping on the sofa?
Hmm?
The kids.
No, I remembered them.
TurboTax. Taxes made easy. Taxes done right. Available at a retailer near you. See box for guarantee. Details.
This is Dick Summer for Binder and Binder, America's most successful Social Security disability advocates. One of the reasons we are America's most successful Social Security disability advocates is that we really listen to our clients, and we get results. You're going to like that. I'll bet you've never heard anyone else say what Charles Binder always says.
We'll deal with the government because you have enough to worry about.
Now that is a powerful claim, and we prove it every day all across America. If you're disabled and you can't work anymore, you ought to call Binder and Binder, 1-800-66-BINDER. Our email address is information@binderandbinder.com. We'll tell you right away if we can put the power of America's most successful Social Security disability advocates to work for you. You're going to like that we really listen to you, and we get results. Make the free call to 1-800-66-BINDER.
Huge red spending another season in your old, dreary kitchen? Then bring it to dazzling life again with cabinet refacing from Sears. Call 1-800-448-6600 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save 15% on select styles. Sears Cabinet Refacing can transform your kitchen without the time, expense, or mess of building all new cabinets. In about 4 to 6 days, your old kitchen can have new elegance, just the way you imagine, with your choice of hundreds of decorator styles. Services and materials are provided by Bill Ray, a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So call Sears Cabinet Refacing at 1-800-448-6600 and save 15% on select styles. Offer ends January 31st. Not available in all areas. Some restrictions apply. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. Call Sears Cabinet Refacing now. 1-800-448-6600. That's 1-800-448-6600.
My computer was slowing down to a crawl. Programs were taking forever to open, and the internet became the worldwide wait. It was so slow. But then I found Velos, and in just minutes, my computer speed was right back to where it was, like the day I bought it. Turns out my computer had a virus and over 86 different speed-robbing spyware programs. But Velos got rid of the virus and kicked every single spyware program off my machine. And now Velos automatically keeps my machine virus and spyware-free. And that makes me worry-free. Want to be worry-free and get your computer speed back to where it was like the day you bought it? Then get Velos. The call is free.
Just call 800-243-1483 and let Velos put the speed back in your machine. That's 800-243-1483. 800-243-1483. Call Velos right now. 800-243-1483.
Hey, Truth Seekers, it's time for your humble and obedient servant, more of Mike Malloy.
22 past the hour. Let me back up to the first soundbite we just played. Helen Thomas kicks it off. And when this moron, what the hell, you know, why continue the ad hominem attacks? I understand that, but he's a piece of human waste, okay? Simple Scotty McClellan. If he could do what he does with some wit, some humor, some emotion, instead of being the twerp that he is, standing up every day lying through his teeth, oh, to hell with it. But he says, when Helen Thomas says, are we going to set up a prison for permanent detainees for whom we have no evidence to even charge or try? And his answer, you know, that thing that's been coming from this corrupt, filthy administration since September 12th, 2001, we're fighting a different kind of war. Enemy unlike any we've ever seen before. They have no regard for the rule of law. What laws are we following now where it concerns domestic incarceration, floating prisons, secret detention, the wholesale slaughter of tens of thousands of Iraqi civilians? Huh? What law? And then a statement, they have no regard for innocent civilians. I can't believe that. I cannot believe that this man has the balls to stand there and say that. Well, he doesn't. But he knows that the American press and the American public will never hear that comment unless you come to this program. Was that on? No, I watched Peter tonight and I watched Dan. 80% of the program was about the horror in South Asia, as it probably should be. Meanwhile, back here, you have a pig standing in front of the crack White House press corps saying things like, the enemy has no regard for the rule of law. The enemy. Who's the enemy? You know who the enemy is? And I don't give a damn whether you like this comment or not. They're Iraqi freedom fighters. That's what it is now. We are there. We are there with our massive military, and these people are fighting for what they consider to be freedom. Not you and me. Hell no. I don't consider it freedom. But they do. And think about this. They continue to be willing to blow themselves up deliberately in order to kill as many Iraqi collaborators or American soldiers as they can. Think about that. We're going to defeat this enemy? No. Never. Never. You go up against a force that just has an endless supply of suicide bombers? Oh, stop. And I don't give a tinker's damn if all these thugs on Fox call them homicide bombers. These are suicide bombers. These are people who say, okay, this is my country. And I can't beat you. Because I don't have your jets and your tanks and your stealth this and your Moab that. But I've got my body, and I will blow myself into a million pieces, and I'll take several of you with me. Now, let me tell you something, Truth Seeker. And if any of you out there listening who are military have been in combat, you know this is the truth. You, by God, know this is the truth. You don't defeat an adversary like that. Never. Never. You can kill them all, but you will not defeat them. Now, that is what we are up against. And I don't want to live there. I don't want to live under some Muslim theocracy any more than I want to live under some Christian theocracy. If that's one of the possible outcomes in Iraq, and apparently it is, I don't want to live under Saddam Hussein. And I don't want to live under the American Nazi Party either. Now, if anybody thinks, and I know you don't, Truth Seeker, I'm not talking to you. If anyone thinks you can defeat an enemy that is willing to suicide itself, if you'll pardon the use of that as a verb, an enemy that is willing to blow itself to pieces in order to kill you, an endless supply of Iraqis who will step into the abyss simply to destroy your white ass or your black ass. They don't care. You're an American. They don't care what your race is. We're fixated on race here. The president has, Simple Scotty says, his most solemn obligation is the safety and security of the American people. And these detainees, these people who are being thrown into a two-hold outhouse, thrown into a huge vat of human excrement, these people, how are they a threat to us? How are these detainees, what are they called? Illegal combatants? What are they called? Is that the term, Kathy? Enemy combatants, illegal combatants, they're not soldiers, so Geneva Convention don't protect them. They have no rights. The Bush crime family, it's, oh God, it's like what Bush did the chief executioner in Texas. Who was it? Was it Janine tonight called him the Texecutioner? These are not humans. These are not humans, these detainees. They can be, we can do anything we want to with them. We can do anything we want to with them. We can torture them. We can cut off their penises. We can gouge out their eyes. We can kill their children in front of them. We can break their spines. We can rip off their thumbs and fingers. We can gouge out their eyes. We can puncture their eardrums. We can put something over their heads and beat them with rubber hoses. We can do anything we want to. Isn't that nice?
People either loved her or hated her.
A crime of passion.
Do you want a gun?
A random clue. A new detective.
Don't get into any trouble. Who, me?
Kelly Martin is Mystery Woman, a bookstore owner who reads between the lines.
Everything is pointing to her. Her gun, her lies.
The Hallmark Channel Mystery Movie. Mystery Woman premieres Friday night at 9, 8 Central on Hallmark Channel. Get a clue at hallmarkchannelmysteries.com.
Emerging research suggests you consume substantial quantities of tomatoes every day to reduce your risk of cancer.
Five tomatoes every day?
To get your daily dose, try Lycomato.
Day after day.
All the power of five whole tomatoes in one little pill. With lycopene and all the other antioxidants found naturally in the tomato.
You're talking 152 tomatoes a month?
The power of five tomatoes in one little pill.
That's 1,825 tomatoes a year.
Look for Vitamin Shop brand lycopene with Lycomato in your local vitamin shop.
Get to your local AutoZone store today and help AutoZone say thanks this holiday season to those serving in America's armed forces. AutoZone, with the help of the USO, has just established the AutoZone Yellow Ribbon Fund to support our military and their families worldwide. Stop by your local AutoZone store before December 24th and make a donation in-store of any amount to the Yellow Ribbon Fund. The contributions will fund USO programs and services to benefit our troops worldwide. Get in the zone, AutoZone, right now and say thanks to those who've answered our country's call to serve.
Are you losing your hair? Dr. Gary Gordon, Chief Medical Director at the world-renowned Gordon Research Institute, describes exciting new research guaranteed to solve your hair problem.
New data released by the FDA indicates that the body chemical dehydrotestosterone, commonly known as DHT, is the leading cause of hair loss. At our institute, we studied numerous hair loss treatments and found that Folinex is the most effective solution for stimulating new hair growth in balding areas. If you want to stop DHT from causing any further hair loss, then I strongly recommend that you try Folinex now. Folinex's DHT blocker has been used successfully for over 8 years by tens of thousands of men and women. Folinex is powerful enough to regrow hair on virtually anyone, we guarantee it.
Folinex is available for a limited time at half the price of other competitors. Folinex is guaranteed to work for you. So order risk-free now by calling 800-256-8214. That's 800-256-8214. Call 800-256-8214.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
You've seen Barry Crimmins knock him dead at Air America Radio's Satire for Sanity.
Sometimes I think my phone's tapped because I hear weird things on it, like, shh, Crimmins will hear you.
Now read Never Shake Hands with a War Criminal, the new book by the man the Boston Globe has called a mixture of Tom Paine and Mark Twain.
Bush is an optimist. That's what he keeps telling me. I'm an optimist. I mean, I agree. He is an optimist. Who else but an optimist could run for office on his record?
Barry Crimmins' Never Shake Hands with a War Criminal from Seven Stories Press.
You can read my book. There's more.
Available now at bookstores worth visiting.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
The Maturity Report.
I think what the problem is with a lot of the rapture right is a large degree of people that are undiagnosed depressives, schizophrenics, and various other emotional or soul-sick ailments.
Janine Garofalo and Sam Cedar.
They are addicted to authoritarian religion in the same way that there have always been sects of the population that cleave to right-wing credos.
The Maturity Report on Air America Radio.
Border to border and coast to coast, the Mike Malloy Show. All substance, no abuse.
Okay, so the second soundbite that we played last half hour, where Helen Thomas says regarding the detainees, and if they are picked up from the battlefield, why don't you call them prisoners of war? Why are they unlawful if they were defending their own country? See, that's the thing. I'm sure Helen Thomas, like me, like you, you know, we don't want to go live in Afghanistan. I would live in Afghanistan if somebody paid me to go live in Afghanistan. Iraq? Probably not Iraq either. But the people who are there, it's their country, and they are defending it now. They are. They are. They're defending. And then McClellan answers that by saying, let me finish. We have a responsibility to protect the American people. From what? You know, you talk about newspeak. You talk about the corruption of language. I'm going to walk up to you and beat you until you're in a bloody pulp. And then I'm going to stand over your prostrate body, and I'm going to say, there, I guess you'll never attack me again. And you haven't done anything. You're just standing there waiting for a bus. That's what this guy is saying. This the corruption of language has been made so complete by this administration. You know why I yell sometimes at night? Because I feel like I'm going insane. That's why. I'll read the New York Times. I'll watch a little CNN. I'll read the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. And if I do that for longer than 20 minutes at a stretch, I feel like a gibbering moron. I literally feel like I'm going to go insane. I've said this before. What keeps me sane is my wife and my kid, my youngest kid, my baby kid. You know, my other kids are all grown up. They're all out there struggling. You know, trying to maintain their sanity. But that's why I scream. Isn't that why you scream? I don't know if you do you scream? I don't know. Do you? I have a job where I can do that. I don't know if you do. But it's madness. It's just madness. The destruction and corruption of language. I've never seen anything like this. Except, of course, in Orwell's novel. Animal Farm and 1984. And that's the part that drives me crazy. How else do we communicate if not with language? I mean, direct communication. Okay, don't email me and tell me 80% of communication is nonverbal. You know what I'm talking about. How do we do it? Well, we don't. So the Bush crime family takes the essential element of communication and destroys it. Corrupts it, pollutes it, turns it into newspeak, doublethink. God. So McClellan says, we have a responsibility to protect the American people. That includes preventing enemy combatants from returning to the battlefield. First of all, what battlefield? What is he talking about? Hasn't Bush said many times over that the battlefield is the entire globe? What the hell is this madman talking about? Returning to the battlefield? McClellan, hey, there's an endless supply of people. You go to Iraq, Scott. Go stand on a street corner when one of these suicide bombers comes up and gives you a hug. We're preventing enemy combatants from returning to the battlefield or rejoining the fight once they have been captured. What? Rejoining the fight once they have been captured. Who? Now, do you know this, truth seeker? Maybe you do, maybe you don't. If you're sharp, you know this. Do you know how many people we have in prison in Iraq? Iraqis? What's the latest figure? About 30,000 in places like Abu Ghraib. Are you aware of that? Are you aware of that? Do you suppose, who is administering justice to these people? Who issues warrants? Remember what the pissed off nobles said to King John in 1215? No free man shall be taken or imprisoned or outlawed or exiled or in any way destroyed, nor will we go or send against him except by the lawful judgment of his peers or by the law of the land. 800 years ago, that was established as law. Now, let me ask you, how many of these 30,000 Iraqis in prison do you suppose were afforded the respect demanded by King John's nobles 800 years ago? How many are operating inside that prison? How many detainees, prisoners, how many have been placed there under the rule of law as written by an Iraqi parliament or an American parliament or a British parliament? That's right, none. Not one. And Helen says, hey, they're defending their own country. McClellan goes on to say, we also expect those detainees to be treated humanely in accordance with our laws. You mush-mouthed bastard, you. How dare you stand there and say that when the man that you are touting for Attorney General of the United States wrote an interpretation for the moron in the White House saying that the Geneva Conventions are quaint? And setting up, forget the Iraqis, let's call them subhuman, okay? What about American soldiers who eventually, someday, will be captured? You know, our Americans, our American Marines and soldiers, our 6'2" tall, well-muscled, well-armed Americans. What happens when their penises are cut off, Scott? What happens when they have their entrails laid out on the ground? What happens when their wives are brought in and raped in front of them? What then, Scott? What then? And maintaining security and making sure detainees continue to be treated humanely, he says. Continue to be treated humanely, he says. When if you and I knew what is going on at Diego Garcia and Guantanamo and Abu Ghraib and Syria and Iraq and all over the place, Afghanistan, you and I would vomit blood. Helen gets to the point in this next one, verifying that we are planning a prison. And she asks, so you are going to have a prison, right?
There is currently a detention facility. Like I said, if you want to talk about how the Department of Defense is working to address these issues, you can direct those questions to the Department of Defense.
Justice, keeping people permanently without any charge or any trial.
In some instances, we've taken an extraordinary step of releasing enemy combatants before the end of this conflict, after we assessed that they were no longer a threat to the United States or to the American people. There have been a few instances, unfortunately, where individuals have returned to the battlefield.
And who would that? What do you do, Scott? Do you put one of those electronic collars on them like we tag whales? Is that how you know? How do you know? You lying pig! What battlefield? Who? Who have you released? An Australian citizen? A British citizen? A Canadian? A couple of Americans? You liar. You filthy, filthy liar. Another reporter asked about the plans for permanent detention of uncharged foreign citizens. See if you can guess the word of the day. A simple Scotty answers this question. The reporter says, is there a reason that you're keeping these people indefinitely in Guantanamo, indefinitely without trial? Could you explain what is humane about detaining somebody who's not been charged with anything for the rest of their life?
See, I never said that that was the case. I said that we are at war on terrorism, and the war on terrorism continues. And as that war continues, we continue to go after those who seek to do harm to the American people. We continue to pick people up off the battlefield in the war on terrorism.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Speaking of indefinite torture, on the nomination of Bush's Tejano Alberto Gonzalez as Attorney General, and I didn't think there could be a worse choice after Ashcroft, but one of the crack White House press corps asked this question. Scott, there was a series of fly-grade officers, over a dozen of them today, who issued a statement calling on the White House to release documents regarding the decisions that Gonzalez has made in his role as legal counsel to the president, especially with regard to the detainees and to the period going into the Iraq War. Is the White House willing to release these documents to give the Senate the ability to judge Mr. Gonzalez's attitude toward the law, toward the Constitution?
I saw a number of these individuals or people that supported the campaign of the president's opponent. So let's keep that in mind when we're talking about these individuals. Secondly, a number of the documents that I think you might be referring to have been made available publicly, and we hope Congress, we hope the Senate will move forward quickly on his nomination. He is someone who is who has done an outstanding job for the president here as White House counsel, and we know he will make a great Attorney General.
Just like you knew Kerik would make a great Homeland Security Director, right? Silly reporter. This White House doesn't release documents to Congress, to the press, to the American public, to the 9/11 victims, to posterity, to God, to anybody? Silly reporter, you must be new. You must be a new guy in the crack White House press corps asking, is the White House willing to release documents to give the Senate the ability to make an informed decision on Alberto Gonzalez? You must be crazy. Sit down, boy. Who let you in? Who let you in, boy? Sit down. And when you come tomorrow, don't wear those shorts. Wear some long pants, will you?
To hell. She came riding side saddle, shouting out orders, twirling two pistols remarkably well. When it was over, there's nothing left standing, nothing moving, nothing to say. They drove the prisoners east to the boats for their hanging from the gallows overlooking Guantanamo Bay. He's a cowboy president, but he wears a black hat.
One in four adults has high blood pressure. If you're one of them and you have a cold, Coricidin HBP has surprising news for you. The American Heart Association recognizes that decongestants found in many leading cold medicines can raise your blood pressure and interfere with blood pressure medication. So why risk it? Only decongestant-free Coricidin HBP provides a line of safe, powerful cold and flu medication specially formulated for people with high blood pressure. So make the safe choice. Coricidin HBP. Use as directed.
Doing your own taxes. Only the most brilliant financial minds had the confidence to attempt it. Until TurboTax. Now the math impaired can do it. The disorganized. The overworked. The worrywarts. Even the procrastinators.
TurboTax gives millions of Americans the confidence to do their own taxes. It's easy and accurate thanks to special tools like our Deduction Finder and Error Check. TurboTax. Taxes made easy. Taxes done right.
Smart business people know the difference between success and failure lies in their ability to grow. And being limited by your current facility adds up to lost productivity and even worse, lost revenue. You've looked at the price to build, but have you considered the cost of not building? With interest rates still attractive, now is the time to build that warehouse, manufacturing, or retail space you need. A pre-engineered steel building from the General will save you up to half the cost of a similar conventionally built structure and be erected in about half the time. From airplane hangars to riding arenas, gymnasiums, and churches, expand quickly and save. For example, get a 60 foot by 120 for under $55,000 or a 100 by 150 for under $120. Call
800-603-9978, 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978.
Attention, Single Air America listeners. I'm here with Brush Lintball.
This is the old Brush-O, Brush Lintball.
To tell you about DemocraticMatch.com. You're listening to Air America because you're intelligent, progressive, and like the thousands of members at DemocraticMatch.com, you don't drink right-wing Kool-Aid. Right, Brush?
Right-wing wackos are fine to laugh at on all their radio programs, but no one wants to date one, right?
DemocraticMatch.com is a dating site made specifically for Air America listeners and other progressive individuals who want to date those with similar worldviews.
Take it from me, folks. Democrats are smarter. Democrats are more evolved. Democrats are more fun. Democrats make better lovers. Democrats have better hearts.
This is your chance to actually meet the other people who listen to Air America, people who cherish the principles of our democracy, believe in a woman's right to choose, believe in protecting our incredible planet. In short, DemocraticMatch.com gives you the opportunity to meet a real soulmate. So what have you got to lose? Sign up today at DemocraticMatch.com.
Gentlemen, this message is for you if you're using Viagra, or perhaps you never have, and it's about time. ClassicTabs.com has all four performance enhancers, Viagra, Levitra, Cialis, and the new fast-acting sildenafil citrate tablet that melts under the tongue. It's custom compounded using Pfizer's Viagra and starts to work in as little as 15 minutes. Go online to ClassicTabs.com. Your prescription will be filled by a licensed physician, delivered in a discreet envelope right to your door. Give us a call at 1-800-640-7032. Now there are four male enhancers to choose from. Viagra, Levitra, Cialis, and the new fast-acting sildenafil citrate tablet. Your decision. Your choice. It's that simple. That's ClassicTabs.com. ClassicTabs.com. Or call 1-800-640-7032. 1-800-640-7032. ClassicTabs.com.
Over 41 million speeding tickets are issued every year, with the average fine over $120. Add court fees and the increase in your insurance, and your cost might triple. Why take the risk? Make your car invisible to all types of speed detection equipment, including radar, laser, and even the new pop radar technology. With the Phantom. With 360-degree detection capability, the Phantom guarantees that you will avoid all types of speed traps. In fact, if you get a ticket, the manufacturer will pay your fine. The Phantom is so effective that it's illegal in some states. So call now for details. Remember, the Phantom is 100% guaranteed or your speeding ticket is paid. So if you never want to worry about hearing this again, get the Phantom today.
Call 800-790-0416. That's 800-790-0416. Call 800-790-0416.
Not available in California, Minnesota, Nebraska, Virginia, Oklahoma, Utah, or Washington, D.C. Certain restrictions apply to guarantee. Call for details.
Feeling left out by right-wing talk radio? You found a home with Mike Malloy.
Okay, here's the last one. The same reporter who asked the question whether or not the White House is willing to release documents on Gonzales. What was it Gonzales said to Bush that gave Bush permission to say the things he said about torture? You know, it's a given now, is it not? That Bush, the order for torture came from Bush. That doesn't come from Don Rumsfeld. That doesn't come from Colin Powell. That comes from Bush. It has to come from Bush. My God. And the person who advised Bush and said it's okay, you know, this Geneva Convention crap, this is nonsense. This is from World War II. This is demanding they have, candy bars when they want candy or whatever. You know, that was Alberto Gonzalez. Now you have a dozen flag rank military officers, retired, who are asking the Senate to question this thug. Because these soldiers understand, these people in positions of command and control understand, they do feel responsible for their soldiers, and they understand what Bush, the precedent Bush has set. They do understand now that an American soldier caught by an enemy insurgent or an enemy freedom fighter or whatever you want to say. That American soldier now is at risk for the most exquisite forms of torture that the human mind can devise, thanks to George Bush. Body parts removed? Oh. That'll be where it begins. So the idea of releasing the documents that Gonzalez wrote so that the Senate, that august body of cowards and liars and thieves, Democrats and Republicans, so that they can make an informed decision, that decision's already been made. Alberto Gonzalez is the next attorney general. Who in the Senate is going to deny him his appointment? Huh? Ted Kennedy? Barbara Boxer? Who? You know as well as I do. So the same reporter, realizing Simple Scotty totally ignored his question about releasing documents, tries again and says, why aren't all the documents being released?
I'm not sure what you're specifically referring to. We can talk about it more later. But as I said, a number of the documents that I think you're referring to have been released. And in terms of the policy by the president, the policy that the president set, which Judge Gonzalez is responsible for making sure is followed, was very clear. We adhere to our laws and our treaty obligations. That's the policy of the United States government, and that's what we expect to be followed.
Isn't that obscene? That's obscenity. Janet Jackson's boob on television? That's not obscenity. This is obscenity. Howard Stern using the F word or Bono using the F, that's not obscenity. This is obscenity. What do you say? I'm not sure what you're specifically referring to. Oh, Scotty, your temporary ignorance is so charming. We can talk about it more later. He said, when the cameras are gone? We adhere to our laws and our treaty obligations, he said. Now, this is newspeak, for we rewrite the laws to fit our needs, like those prohibiting torture, and pull out of global treaties and international courts that could hold us accountable for war crimes. What's the matter, you little barefoot, knee-pants reporter? Don't you get it? Didn't somebody tell you when you signed on to be part of the crack White House press corps that there were certain things not to ask, certain answers not to expect? You're not following the script. We allow a couple of them. We allow Helen Thomas. We haven't murdered her yet, but eventually we probably will. We allow Helen Thomas to ask these awkward questions, but what the hell? She's an old broad. She doesn't count. Who in the hell does she work for? But you young white boys out here, you're asking questions like this? The old broad can ask the questions. You can't. You can't. And if you do ask the question, I'll just stand here and lie to you. Scott, it's afternoon outside. The sun is shining, and it's about 1:30 in the afternoon. Care to comment?
Well, no, it's not 1:30 in the afternoon. The sun is not shining. It is not daylight. It's 3 o'clock in the morning, and there is no sun.
But, Scott, look, you can look out the window and see it.
No, you can't. No, you can't.
You can't look out the window. But, Scott, I can't. No, you can't.
Now, little reporter, how many fingers am I holding up?
Five?
No, little reporter, I'm holding up four.
But I see five. Do you?
I think I see five.
Do you? I want to see four. I want to be part of the team. Do you? But you're holding up five.
Am I?
No, I'm not, little reporter. It's four. And you have to understand it. You have to feel it. You have to know it. You have to know that it's four because I say it's four. Because the party says it's four. Objective reality? Come on, please.
That doesn't exist. This is Bush's America. How many fingers am I holding up? Five? Four. Four? Four. Okay. Four. We adhere to laws and our treaty obligations. That's the policy of the United States government, and that's what we expect to be followed. We have released documents already. Now, if you like, we can talk about this later. Quick break, and we'll be back, and then we'll take some phone calls. I mean, that's what we're supposed to do, is take phone calls, right? Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
The following is a celebrity impersonation and not an evil endorsement of any kind.
Hello, and welcome to my underground weather station. A few years ago, before I was in deep freeze, I invented a little something called AccuWeather.com.
Dr. Weather, AccuWeather.com already exists.
It does?
Yes, at AccuWeather.com, you can get the most accurate weather anywhere.
You already have that, hmm?
Yes.
Email to you?
Yes.
What about to your mobile device, perhaps, or desktop?
Yes.
Right. Okay, people, AccuWeather.com. If you need the info, get AccuWeather.com.
Access it for free, link to it for free, or buy it for your site.
Right, I already knew that.
Head driving to Valero, gotta fill her up fast. I fill my tank to the brim with performance gas. Head driving to Valero,
brum, brum, brum.
I'll make a turn for the better.
Brum, brum, brum.
Head driving to Valero for all the room you need.
Get more vroom for your buck. Valero, value, variety, vroom.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. The United Nations says aid is getting through to the survivors of last week's tsunami. Even so, it's a race against time. The World Health Organization estimated there were more than 500,000 people in need of medical care in six nations. Assistant Defense Secretary for Health Affairs William Winkenwerter says there are various diseases survivors might have.
Cholera, a very serious disease. Hepatitis A is another waterborne infectious disease. And then, of course, there are respiratory diseases.
And the head of the U.S. Pacific Command says more helicopters will be deployed in South Asia to help with relief efforts. Around 150,000 people are believed to have died in the tsunami. Lawmakers in the Senate and House are expressing moral support for the victims. Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist, a Republican from Tennessee, noted the U.S. military's role.
We have more than 20 patrol and cargo aircraft that have been made available to assess the disaster and deliver relief supplies. 12,000 of our men and women in uniform are working around the clock right now to reach survivors in remote corners of the region.
Frist plans to visit the tsunami-ravaged region this week. A new Congress convened Tuesday in Washington. Providing aid for victims of the tsunami is a top priority. While tsunami aid should get wide support, bitter battles are expected over judicial appointments, Social Security, and immigration issues. Insurgents in Iraq continued their bloody campaign to derail Iraq's national election scheduled for late this month. Gunmen ambushed the governor of Baghdad and assassinated him and one of his bodyguards. A suicide bomber rammed a fuel truck into a checkpoint near the seat of the Iraqi government. The blast killed 11 people. Five American troops died on Tuesday. Three of them were killed in a roadside bombing in Baghdad. Authorities in Kuwait say they've detained up to eight members of the country's armed forces whom they suspect of plotting attacks against U.S. interests. The arrests were announced by the Kuwaiti news agency. Simon Marks has more.
Some of those arrested are said to be high-ranking Kuwaiti army officers. Several non-Kuwaiti citizens are also reported to have been questioned in connection with the investigation. The U.S. is not commenting, but the State Department has previously warned American citizens in Kuwait to brace themselves for possible attacks. U.S. forces used Kuwait as a launching pad for the invasion of Iraq. Simon Marks, Washington.
Wade Boggs and Ryne Sandberg have been elected into the Baseball Hall of Fame. Boggs spent much of his career with the Boston Red Sox. Sandberg played for the Cubs. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
If you have tax debt, you need to know that IRS has beefed up collection to record levels. But also know this. Your problems can be solved and your debt can be settled. And there's no person in this country better equipped to help you than Dan Pilla.
Hi, this is Dan Pilla. If you have a tax debt, you need to know that in the last year, tax liens have increased by 148%, bank and wage levies are up a whopping 306%, and property seizures increased an incredible 316%. Now is the time to get your tax problem solved, and my Tax Freedom Institute can help. I can show you how to stop collection action and get this problem behind you once and for all. Call for your free consultation. And if you have a state tax debt, I can help there too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX and make sure you look for my brand new book, The IRS Problem Solver, available in bookstores everywhere.
If you have an IRS debt, now is definitely the time to act. Dan Pilla has helped tens of thousands of people and he can help you. Call today, 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now, 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Over 41 million speeding tickets are issued every year with the average fine over $120. Add court fees and the increase in your insurance and your cost might triple. Why take the risk? Make your car invisible to all types of speed detection equipment, including radar, laser, and even the new pop radar technology. With the Phantom. With 360-degree detection capability, the Phantom guarantees that you will avoid all types of speed traps. In fact, if you get a ticket, the manufacturer will pay your fine. The Phantom is so effective that it's illegal in some states. So call now for details. Remember, the Phantom is 100% guaranteed or your speeding ticket is paid. So if you never want to worry about hearing this again, get the Phantom today.
Call 800-790-0416. That's 800-790-0416. Call 800-790-0416.
Not available in California, Minnesota, Nebraska, Virginia, Oklahoma, Utah, or Washington, D.C. Certain restrictions apply to guarantee. Call for details.
Unfiltered.
On Fridays, what your government does is they release things that they don't want you to notice because they count on you not reading the Saturday paper. And they count on all of the shows and media as thinking something that happened on Friday is too old news to talk about. So when you find out that they wait for a Friday that is a federal holiday while we are in the midst of covering the largest natural disaster in any of our lifetimes, then you know they've saved something good.
Unfiltered. On Air America Radio.
Welcome back, 6:30 past the hour. Now, one last thing before I come to your calls, and Lance sent me this. I have in front of me here a press release from the ACLU dated Thursday, April 18th, 1996. Okay? Almost 9 years ago. Now, as you know, and as I know, I'm as much a victim of this as you are. We do not have memory in this country, and part of the reason is because we are assaulted 24/7 with truly information overload. There's no let up. So we have no institutional memory. We have no collective memory. We have no individual memory. So to quote from something from 8 years ago, almost 9 years ago, I might as well be quoting from something like I did earlier this evening from the year 1215, from almost 800 years ago. That's how little memory that you and I have in this country. But every night when I sit here and bitch and yell and scream and get obsessive and incensed and insane about the Bush crime family and their assault on the Constitution. What is left out is Bill Clinton's assault on the Constitution. Now, for everybody that loves Bill Clinton, I'm really sorry to bring this up. I really am. I can remember how many liberal friends I almost lost during the war against Yugoslavia when Bill Clinton used and Wesley Clark used the NATO armies to attack Yugoslavia in clear violation of the NATO Charter. Yugoslavia had attacked no one. Now, I know a lot of liberals can justify the war in Yugoslavia, and it's not my purpose to get into that discussion. But if you want to know who set the stage for the shredding of the Constitution that is currently going on, then I'm sorry, I deeply apologize for bringing this up, but it was Bill Clinton. Here is the ACLU press release from Thursday, April 18, 1996. In an open letter to President Clinton, the American Civil Liberties Union today called on the president to reject the terrorism bill and preserve the authority of the federal courts to enforce the Bill of Rights. The ACLU said that the terrorism legislation contains a number of unconstitutional provisions, including the use of secret evidence in deportation proceedings. Most disturbing, however, the ACLU said, are the provisions, also of questionable constitutionality, that will tear the heart out of the great writ of habeas corpus, a bedrock feature of the American justice system. Now, let me pause, and I don't mean to insult you here. I know you understand what habeas corpus is, but there may be a few folks that don't. Very simply, it is to make sure that the crime that you're charged with is a real crime. That the crime you're charged with and the way you're being handled is not in violation of the United States Constitution. Bill Clinton signed into law legislation that ended that protection. Continuing, in the letter signed by ACLU President Nadine Strossen and ACLU Executive Director Ira Glasser, the ACLU said that the terrorism legislation, quote, would strip the federal courts of their authority and responsibility to enforce the Bill of Rights, not just in death penalty cases, but in all criminal cases, end quote. And contrary to common wisdom, the press release says only 1% of habeas corpus petitions are filed by prisoners on death row. The letter went on to say, the press release went on to say, quote, responsibility for defining the very meaning of the Constitution would be given over to the states via a provision that would require federal judges to defer to state court decisions on constitutional claims, even if those decisions are wrong. This is an agenda that has everything to do with weakening civil rights and nothing to do with combating terrorism, end quote. Nadine Strossen and Ira Glasser said that habeas corpus has survived persistent attacks from the last three Republican presidents. They asked that President Clinton, quote, not allow the fundamental right of habeas to be crippled during your administration, end quote. The ACLU leaders concluded, quote, the great writ must endure if we are to endure as a free nation. Please do not allow a law that cripples habeas to be your legacy, Mr. President, close quote. Bill Clinton signed the legislation. So as you and I sit here tonight and rend our garments and rub ashes into our wounds, and weep and wail and gnash our teeth, and scream about the bloody unfairness of it all, and the dirty, rotten, filthy Bush crime family, you have to remember, if you are a truth seeker, who signed the legislation that set the stage? Who signed the legislation in 1996, this was after Newt Gingrich's Republican Revolution. Who signed it? Who did not veto it? Bill Clinton could have vetoed it and not have been overridden. There were not enough Republicans at that time to override his veto. So for those of you who think Bill Clinton is a liberal, and I'm including you right-wing night crawlers out there who love to call Bill Clinton a liberal, but for you liberals or you Democrats who think that Bill Clinton was a liberal, can you do something? Can you stop deluding yourself? I've said this so many times on the air. I've tried to do it in a jokey way. Bill Clinton's the best Republican president we ever had. Oh, yuck, yuck, yuck. Real knee slapper. Bill Clinton was not a liberal. Please, please stop saying to yourself that he was. And as far as I'm concerned, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, Bill Clinton was not a Democrat. Capital D Democrat. Not the kind of Democrat that I grew up as. And everybody in my neighborhood, my little punky-ass blue-collar factory worker neighborhood grew up as. Those were Democrats. Bill Clinton was not a Democrat. Now, for those of you who worship at Bill Clinton's feet, okay, I am really, really sorry. I'd love to go have a beer with him, too. I really would. For all the members of the political black caucus that came to his defense when all the white people were tearing at him like dogs around a chunk of raw meat, you know, bless your hearts. They were tearing at him for the wrong reason, so bless your heart for defending him. Against the charge of he had a girlfriend and lied about it. But Bill Clinton, send me emails. Call me a liar. I don't care. I don't care. But before you do that, go to ACLU. Get into Google. Check out Thursday, April 18th, 1996, a press release from the ACLU begging Bill Clinton not to sign the legislation that he signed. Begging him. Please, it says, please, Mr. President, do not allow a law that cripples habeas to be your legacy. Please, please. And he did it anyway. So, sorry, guys. I know a lot of you love Bill Clinton. I know a lot of you think he was a wonderful president. I know, yada, 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 yada. But if you're going to get real, if I'm going to get real, if any of us are going to get real, we have had the last three election cycles stolen from us now. We have legitimized terrorism and our torture. We are shredding every international agreement. We are destroying the United States Constitution, and it's all being done in the name of fighting terrorism. Please, I'm begging you, don't delude yourself into thinking that it started with this freak who's in the White House now. It did not. It started with Bill Clinton. Can you handle that? Can you still love me? Can you still listen to the program tomorrow night? Huh? Can you, as you're sitting there now composing that hate-filled email because I attacked Bill Clinton, can you please, I didn't attack him, I'm just pointing out something that is true. Can you please just hit the delete key? I don't want to read it. I don't want to have to respond to it. I don't want to have, you know, I just don't want to hear it. Bill Clinton signed legislation that set the stage for this monstrous regime that now runs the country. Can you handle that?
I wear the blackened mourning for the lives that could have been. Each week we lose 100 fine young men. But till we start to make a move to make a few things right, you'll never see me wear a suit of white. Oh, I'd love to wear a rainbow every day and tell the world that everything's okay. But I'll try to carry off a little darkness on my back till things are brighter.
Will Durst.
Say what you will about Bush, man. He has managed to reunite France and Germany.
The Washington Post portrays Will Durst as the Dark Prince of Doubt.
The German Justice Minister called Bush's tactics Hitler-like.
It's open season on anything political on Will Durst's new CD, Warning.
Let me repeat that.
We just got called a Nazi by Germany.
With another 4 years of George W. in the White House, you're going to need some laughs.
That's not good.
So go to WillDurst.com today and get your copy of his new hilarious CD, Warning.
Is this a great country or what?
When was the last time you woke up full of energy and completely refreshed? If it's been too long, then there's an all-natural way to get the best sleep of your life guaranteed. It's called Liquid Sleep.
It's a delicious apple cinnamon flavored powder you mix with water before bed. You will fall asleep faster, stay asleep longer, and reach that deep dream-filled sleep that's essential for feeling fresh and full of energy. Liquid Sleep contains safe, all-natural ingredients, including one derived from tryptophan. You know, the stuff in turkey that puts you to sleep after Thanksgiving dinner. So stop feeling like a zombie and functioning at less than your best. Try Liquid Sleep now, risk-free. You'll enjoy the best sleep of your life the very first night, or your money back. Order Liquid Sleep now, and we'll even include a memory foam pillow and $80 value absolutely free.
To order risk-free, call 800-605-3396. That's 800-605-3396. Call 800-605-3396. 800-605-3396.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
If you think it's too late in life to earn the college degree you want, listen to this. Now you can go to a college designed for busy working adults. It's University of Phoenix, the nation's largest private accredited university. In most cases, you can earn a bachelor's or master's degree in just 2 to 3 years. To find out how, call 1-866-431-3600. At over 140 University of Phoenix campuses nationwide, the small classroom settings are designed for working adults with busy lives. With their efficient learning model, you'll cover more material in less time, going to convenient classes in the evening or on the weekend. At University of Phoenix, you can do this. For a complimentary brochure on degree programs in business, technology, nursing, education, and more, call University of Phoenix now, 1-866-431-3600. Offer not valid in Tennessee or Nevada. Programs vary by campus. Classes are forming, so call now, 1-866-431-3600. That's 1-866-431-3600.
Welcome to What's On My Mind. First question. 1 in 3 chance you'll need it on vacation.
Duct tape, saddle shoes, D batteries.
Actually, Imodium.
Oh, I knew that. There's a 1 in 3 chance you'll get diarrhea on foreign vacations. Imodium works often in one dose.
If you know all about Imodium, why didn't you say it?
TV jitters.
This is radio.
Oh.
Until next time.
Pack Imodium AD. Pack wisely. Use only as directed. About 1 in 3 travelers to developing countries get diarrhea.
70 million Americans have trouble sleeping. If you're one of them, then you need all-natural Liquid Sleep. It's guaranteed to help you fall asleep faster, stay asleep longer, and to reach the deep, rejuvenating delta sleep you need to be at the top of your game mentally and physically. Prescription drugs can leave you feeling hungover, but with Liquid Sleep, you wake up wide awake and completely refreshed. And Liquid Sleep contains no dangerous ingredients. In fact, one of the components is derived from tryptophan, the chemical in turkey that makes you so sleepy every Thanksgiving. Try Liquid Sleep now, risk-free. If after only one night you don't fall asleep faster, stay asleep longer, and enjoy the most restful and rejuvenating sleep of your life, return it for a full refund. Order Liquid Sleep now, and we'll include a memory foam pillow, an $80 value absolutely free. Sweet dreams.
To order risk-free, call 800-605-3396. That's 800-605-3396. Call 800-605-3396. 800-605-3396.
You've seen Barry Crimmins knock him dead at Air America Radio's Satire for Sanity.
Sometimes I think my phone's tapped because I hear weird things on it, like, shh, Crimmins will hear you.
Now read Never Shake Hands with a War Criminal, the new book by the man the Boston Globe has called a mixture of Tom Paine and Mark Twain.
Bush is an optimist. Mr. Keeps telling me, I'm an optimist. And you know, I agree, he is an optimist. Who else but an optimist could run for office on his record?
Barry Crimmins' Never Shake Hands with a War Criminal from Seven Stories Press.
You can read my book, there's more on
available now at bookstores worth visiting.
Hey, truth seekers, it's time for your humble and obedient servant, more of Mike Malloy.
Past the hour. We're at 866-303-2270. Bill is calling from California. Bill, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Hi, Mike.
Hey.
Good show.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
I know we're all upset with the Democrats. They seem to have vanished and left us in the lurch. We'll see something on Thursday. What I'm wanting to do, and I'm hoping that at least we'll be willing to put this out on the air, is call on MoveOn to get up and give us the goals that the membership supposedly voted on. I haven't seen them, because those form what I believe to be progressive goals that we would all like to chase. I am no longer interested in corporatists and militarists from the Democratic Party. I want them to go away. I don't care if they sink in hell. But I do want the people who are called progressives to get up and ask, move on, to get up and tell us what we had as goals. I think I know, but it's good for everybody to know what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. And then for us to design ways to do what we want to do.
Well, I think that is the next natural step. As far as I am concerned, and this kills me to say this, I never thought I would say this in my lifetime, Bill, but to me, the Democratic Party is dead. I spent the last 4 years, well, 3.5 before I came to this network, working for IE America Radio, which was owned by the UAW. And I had a lot of those Democrat leaders on, people like Daschle and... Terry McAuliffe and...
what a waste.
Yeah, just over and over. Because I'm a Democrat. I've always been a Democrat. And I kept looking for, you know, please, will one of you guys please respond from the heart and soul? And what I got was either Republican light or garbage. And I'm sick of it. I've had it. It's over. You know, I fought. A lot of people I knew... over the past 4 or 5 years, try to convince me, Malloy, you know, you got to give up on the Democratic Party because it's given up on you. And I kept saying, no. You know, a lot of Naderites, I had big arguments with Naderites over and over and over. I got to the point where I wouldn't even discuss the issue. I pissed people off. People pissed me off. You know, I wanted to stay at the Democratic Party. Well, it's over now. It's completely over. So, yeah, maybe MoveOn.org, with their organizational ability and the fact that the people who put that together are sheer geniuses where it comes to communication and networking. Maybe a new political party can be built out of that, a liberal party, a truly liberal party, a party that carries some of the ideas of Nader, some of the ideas of Dennis Kucinich, some of the ideas of Howard Dean, and, you know, pick and choose. But what we have now, and this is where, George Wallace and Ralph Nader were right. There's not a dime's worth of difference between these two political parties anymore. Nothing.
No,
absolutely nothing.
I want to come in and force. I mean, I really do. I want people to get up, start tonight, let's start calling, move on. You know, the Democrats told them to go suck eggs, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to do any progressive.
Well, the Democratic Leadership Conference told MoveOn. I mean, they got into a little spitting contest there right after the election was over. Yeah, I remember that. And MoveOn, the folks who run MoveOn say, look, you know, we've got the Democratic Party. They're probably correct. Now, I'm curious, like you are, to see if MoveOn can take the Democratic Party in the right direction, or in the left direction, I should say.
Well, they've been the best voice we've had.
They have. They've been a powerful, like I say, they certainly understand organization and well, not so much organization, but communication, how to communicate. And communication is the key. Communication is the key. MoveOn never would have happened without the Internet. And now that seems like a self-evident statement, but think about it for a second. You know, I mean, you're not going to do what MoveOn did with mimeograph machines and direct mail advertising. So, yeah, I agree with you. I hope that the folks who run MoveOn have some ideas, because, you know, I don't. You know, I just sit here and scream and bitch and complain and talk about Nazism every night. I can't think beyond that. I can't get beyond it. That's why when Jay in Brooklyn or wherever asked me to, you know, come up with some idea, I don't have any ideas.
You know what? I know that's not true, because you have the same ideas as the rest of us. But
let me rephrase it. They won't surface. I can't get them to bubble up to the surface right now. You're right. I used to think I had ideas. I used to think I know how to fix this. But I am so compressed or compacted right now with this garbage that it's hard to think. And maybe Eli Pariser and some of these people at MoveOn can come up with some ideas to free up the flow again. I hope they can. I hope somebody can. It's damn sure not me.
Well, you do a good job, and so you know nobody's going to complain if you don't have it right now.
Okay, well, Bill, I like your idea. Thank you, sir. Thanks for and thanks for your patience. Thanks for holding on for 2 hours. Oh, Jesus, I'm sorry.
Okay, man. It's good.
All right. Take care, Bill.
Bye-bye.
All right. RB held on for 2 hours, too. RB, welcome to the program.
Hey, how are you, Mike?
Doing fine, sir. How are you?
Oh, sort of like you, just amazed at how they're getting away with it again.
But hey, hold on for one. Hold on for three more minutes. I'll come back and we'll scoop you up after the break, okay?
I'll do that.
All right. Quick break. We'll be back. This is Air America Radio. I'm Mike Malloy, the crazy one on this network.
Smart business people know the difference between success and failure lies in their ability to grow. And being limited by your current facility adds up to lost productivity and even worse, lost revenue. You've looked at the price to build, but have you considered the cost of not building? With interest rates still attractive, now is the time to build that warehouse, manufacturing, or retail space you need. A pre-engineered steel building from the General will save you up to half the cost of a similar conventionally built structure and be erected in about half the time. From airplane hangars to riding arenas, gymnasiums, and churches, expand quickly and save. For example, get a 60 foot by 120 for under $55,000 or a 100 by 150 for under $120. Call 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
Do you have a personal injury case and need money now? Have you been turned down by family, friends, and banks? Are you out of options for the money you need? If so, Whitehaven Funding can help. If you need money now and can't wait for your case to settle, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-213-7163. In exchange for an interest in your pending case, Whitehaven Funding advances money to injured victims who need money now. The money provided can help with foreclosure, bankruptcy, and eviction. But you can use the money any way you need. Call 1-800-213-7163 for details. If your case is not successful, you keep their money and don't have to pay them back. That's right. If you lose your case, you keep the money and don't have to pay them back. Just call 1-800-213-7163. Again, if you have a pending personal injury claim and have no place else to turn for money, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-213-7163. Call today.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now, 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
It's the biggest breakthrough in getting a good night's sleep. So effective, over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. What is it? It's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. An innovation so advanced, it's guaranteed to provide a better night's sleep. Now you can get a free sample of the incredible material behind this mattress and a free Better Sleep video. Call 1-800-254-7788. The Tempur-Pedic mattress contours to every curve of your body. It relieves the pressure points that make you toss and turn. You'll sleep more soundly, wake up more energized.
And for people with back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers extraordinary relief. For a free sample of the Tempur material, call 1-800-254-7788. Call now, and you'll also get Tempur-Pedic's Better Sleep video absolutely free. So feel for yourself what all the excitement is about. Call 1-800-254-7788. That's 1-800-254-7788.
Head driving to Valero. Gotta fill her up fast. I fill my tank to the brim with performance gas. Yeah, drive into Valero.
Brum, brum, brum.
Make a turn for the better.
Brum, brum, brum.
Yeah, drive into Valero. For all the vroom you need.
Get more vroom for your buck. Valero. Value, variety, vroom.
Hi, this is Steve Earle. What kind of radio network would give an ex-con Pinko Hillbilly a radio show? Air America, that's who. Each week, me and my friends get together to play our favorite music and maybe even talk about politics. This week on The Revolution Starts Now, my guest is record producer Peter Collins on Air America Radio. Join us every Sunday evening for The Revolution Starts Now.
Revolution starts now.
Has he mentioned yet tonight how much he hates these people? It's More of Mike Malloy.
My God, I hadn't said that yet tonight. Back to RB, who has called in from Canada. RB, thanks for holding on.
Hey, how are you?
You're doing fine.
Okay, so yesterday Clinton shows up with old Poppy Bush there, and once again, you know, giving cover to the White House, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't mentioned during the show, but I would like to bring this up, the fact that way back there was questions about Clinton and Bush being linked through Arkansas when Mena,
Arkansas, the little airport.
Barry Seal, all those guys, Ollie North. And
right.
That one guy named Tuesday or something, or Saturday, I forget. Mm-hmm. But I remember reading all about that through the alternative media, as it was said. And
well, Al Martin's book gets into that.
Yeah, how Mr. Clinton was the one who was, maybe under pressure, maybe who knows.
Maybe threatened.
Kind of called off the inquiry into the activities going on there, kind of put a kibosh on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, ever since then, I always kind of wondered. Remember Bart Kopp's theory is that George Bush the first threw the election on purpose because he could pardon all those guys and hit, go undercover because he believed that, they had the goods on him, and he was out of the loop, right? Most powerful vice president ever, a guy who used to be director of the CIA. Was
right, he's out of the loop, right?
Come on.
Right.
And so I Bart Kopp's theory, he threw the election on purpose, needed somebody who he could trust to mine the store for 8 years while he was gone. And Clinton, all the made-up lies and stuff about him were bad enough, but some of the true ones, maybe he just played right into their hands and did what he was told. Like, who could take that? I mean, just a week ago they were saying, we're not going to be like Clinton, touchy-feely, and then after bashing him officially, bringing him up on stage, saying, look how great this, and all happiness and joy. And I'm like you, I'm just like, how can people stand it? How come they can't see it? Because, like you said,
I heard from somebody today who said, I agree with what you just said, and this person I heard from today said, look, you may have it wrong, Malloy. Where it concerns Clinton showing up with Bush regarding the tsunami relief efforts, there's a good possibility that it was Clinton who applied pressure to George W. Bush and said, look, we've got to do it because it's the right thing. Now, what you have to understand here, RB, is that I do believe that Bill Clinton has really found Jesus. I mean, he's really a Christian. He's really found his savior and yada, yada, yada. I think that's a bunch of nonsense, but Bill Clinton doesn't. And I think he approached, not that I think this, but it was suggested to me that Clinton approached George W. and said, you've got to do something. You can't. And Clinton was coming at it not necessarily from a political point of view, but from a humanitarian point of view. And the response from the Bush administration was, all right, you bring your ass up here along, you know, give me cover. You step up here and I'll get my old man. Or we'll get the former President Bush and you guys put on the dog and pony show and we'll do it. Now, that was suggested to me. I'm not saying I believe it. I'm not saying I disbelieve it, but it's another possibility. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
I can't believe that Bill Clinton is the same as. Now, I know I've just spent the last hour pretty much alluding to that, but I do think, you know, I don't think there's not a dime's worth of difference. I think there's about 25 cents worth of difference between National Democrats and National Republicans in this country. I do believe that Bill Clinton has a good soul, possibly, maybe, now. Back in 1996, he either was as evil as Bush or terribly ignorant or misguided, and I can't see Bill Clinton being considered ignorant. If anybody has ever understood just damn near everything there is to understand, who became president was Bill Clinton. He's probably the smartest man we ever had in the Oval Office in terms of intellectual power. You understand what I'm saying with this?
I understand.
Okay. So it's real hard for me to bash Clinton. On the other hand, when you step away from the personality, step away from the good old boy, and step away from the fact that he needed defending against these animals that went after him because of Monica, when you step away from that and take a look at his record, you can understand very clearly if you've got the guts to do it. And I've discovered I have guts to do it. You discover very clearly and very quickly that Bill Clinton was part of the problem, and that Bill Clinton's legacy is George W. Bush. Do you understand what I mean by that?
Yes, I do.
Okay. There would be no George W. Bush doing what he's doing right now had there not been a Bill Clinton and an Al Gore, and that I believe.
Well, even though an Al Gore has been complaining about the finally found his voice, I guess, and started shouting loudly about what the Bush regime was doing in Iraq, it's not so much that we're there doing it, it's the way we're doing it. And that, you know, this is just natural progression. This is part of why Tony Blair and the, you know, he's got some of the socialists in England on his side. They're doing it because, well, we're going to make it a better world. It's the right thing to do, you know. And yeah, Telling it from that point of view, the old William Gladstone, save the savages from themselves, you know. And yeah, it just seems so ignorant and so out of touch and so backward, so colonial in its thinking that I can't understand how any of the, you know, people who can actually affect this can make a change, because when the national leadership of the two strongest parties are both in full agreement and the cover-ups and everything are bipartisan, I mean,
yeah,
what
really
hope do you have? I mean,
know,
if you can't find a third party that can speak for the people, like, I don't know. I don't know what hope there is. That fascism is here to stay.
Yeah.
Up here in Canada, our new Prime Minister, Mr. Martin, he may look like a liberal and he may act like one, but he ain't one. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Shipping magnet and on side with the plans on Iraq, and secretly let it out to the Bush administration. So he would have been in charge instead of Kretchen when the Iraq war started. We would have been there too. So,
right. Well, now, you know, regarding these Democratic political leaders, I understand the Boston Globe had an article. Was it yesterday that Kerry. You know, Kerry's a senator, and he's going to the Mideast for 2 weeks. So Kerry won't even be here, I don't think.
When the Alberta Gonzalez thing goes down.
Well, when the Gonzalez thing happens, although Kerry's not on the Judiciary Committee, but when the certification.
Oh, so he went conveniently somewhere else. So.
Well, I guess. I mean, I don't know. That might be what a cynic would say, but you never know.
I can never, I'll never forgive him for the way he ran that campaign and the way he tried to lose it, and then he couldn't lose it legally. He made sure that he conceded before any vote fraud could be found out, and all these thousands of lawyers that were all ready to go. Remember, not one of them were ever talked about blackboxvoting.org officially.
Yeah.
So it was not part of their purview. And I'm thinking, well, not .org, not that organization, but the mere fact of it, blackbox voting happening.
Right.
And I know there's a problem with Beth Harris and all that stuff, and she might have been a GOP plant the way she acted. I don't know, but it's pretty obvious that something went on when the exit polls are so off. And,
well, that's true. And
the Ukraine is a reason to have a recount. Why can't you do it in America?
Sure, sure. Hey, RB, thanks for checking in.
Bill,
All right. Appreciate you. I'm already there. Thanks, Harvey. Yeah, you don't need me to tell you this. You don't. You really don't, Truth Seeker. You don't even need to hear it here. But the Democratic Party is dead. It is totally, totally dead. It hasn't been buried yet. It's still twitching. We still have what do we have? 45 senators who is that right? 44, 45 senators who claim to be Democrats. There might be one or two who really are. Maybe three. But in my little world, and maybe in yours, I don't know. I guess it just depends on how honest we want to be. But in my little world, a Democratic Party is dead. If you can show me signs of life, please do. I'd love to hear it. The Republicans have such a lock on the U.S. House and U.S. Senate. Do you know that the Democrats can't even introduce legislation? They can't call committee hearings. They can do nothing. They are absolutely, totally powerless. And I don't see it changing for the foreseeable future. In order to have any power, because of the rules of the Senate and the House, they've got to be the majority party. Now, the Democrats help write that kind of legislation. And the Democrats, historically in the past, would always form coalitions. They would bring some Republicans over. They would get some things done. There are a lot of Republican ideas that made it into the law books in this country, federal law, when the Democrats held power. But that's not going to happen now. These Republicans who are in control now, they have no interest in the Democrats. They want the Democrats to not even show up. Just go away. Go away. There's not a Republican in the House or the Senate who has the least bit of interest in working with a Democrat on any level, unless the Democrat totally, totally concedes, acquiesces to whatever it is the Republican is doing. There is no compromise. There's no quarter given, none asked. Republicans don't ask for quarter in return because they understand. And part of the reason they understand is because they spent 40 years, just like Moses and the Israelites, they spent 40 years wandering in the political wilderness, and they've had enough. You think the Republicans are going to give up power? No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. So what's it going to take? What's it going to take? As far as I'm concerned, it's going to take the formulation of a new political party. It can be called the Democratic Party. It really can. I'm not saying, they don't have a copyright on that, do they? I don't know. Maybe they do. But John Kerry's heading for the Middle East. You know, it's like, hey, I got to go. Sorry. I got things to be, people to do. I'm out of here. You know, that kind of thing. So, okay, fair enough. But the Democratic Party is dead. It's a corpse. It's twitching, and it's time we kick it to the curb, let the trash people pick it up, and try to spend time starting on a grassroots level. It's going to take a long time, long time. You and I may not live to see it, but that's where we got to start. You understand?
Sure you do.
This is your 30-second Vanguard Insight on expense ratios. When comparing mutual fund expense ratios, the smaller the number, the more money you keep. Ratios that start with whole numbers? Not good. If you see a decimal point first and then the numbers? Better. Expense ratio too high? Call 1-888-VANGUARD or visit us at Vanguard.com.
Call for prospectus for more information. Read and consider it carefully before you invest. Vanguard Marketing Corporation Distributor.
Would you like to lose those extra pounds? CarboBlocker is clinically proven in a double-blind study to give you results. We're so confident that CarboBlocker works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of CarboBlocker and fit back into your favorite jeans again. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now. 800-318-5434. 800-318-5434. 800-318-5434.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we got answers.
Hey, you've reached Chris and Jim. Leave a message. Hey, sweetie, it's me. You're not going to believe this. I'm still here. Looks like I'm going to be late again, so don't wait for me for dinner, okay? I'm really sorry. I love you. See you later. Okay. Bye.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and equalmarriage.ca.
If your debt is out of control and you are buried with credit card bills, there's a secret you should know. Debt Relief of America can eliminate up to 75% of your credit card debt. That means principal and interest gone. Here's how it works. Credit card companies don't want the average consumer to know about special policies they have to help them recover on late bills. Debt Relief of America negotiates with the credit card companies on your behalf using these secret programs so that you can eliminate up to 75% of your debt. This is more than just a reduction in interest. This means your credit card bills are gone. They do all the work for you so you get the best possible settlement. Eliminate your late fees and avoid the stigma that comes from going bankrupt. Call now for your free, no-obligation professional debt relief consultation. Call for free information now. 800-637-9841. 800-637-9841. Wipe your debt clean. Call 800-637-9841. That's 800-637-9841.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up, and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life. 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
You're sorry you're late? No. You're not late. You're 45 minutes late. I've been sitting here by myself waiting for you for 45 minutes. Do you have any idea how that makes me feel? Say something.
Keep your voice down.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and equalmarriage.ca.
The Business Trip by Super 8 Motels.
Somewhere between the last meeting and home, between four drive-thrus and the blob of ketchup on your favorite tie, between 60 dead bugs on your windshield and a wiper blade gone awry, somewhere between where you are and where you're going, there's a Super 8. See you along the way.
This summer, kids eat free at Denny's when you stay at Super 8. See Super8.com for details.
All Super 8 motels are individually owned and operated.
Standing up to the flying monkey ride, it's more of Mike Malloy.
The people who made the program tonight, thanks as always to Jason Isaac and Colin Tipton, who engineered in New York, Linda Blake, who handles the phone calls, Chris in Minnesota, our senior correspondent, Mark Marshall, our webmaster, Ben Birch, WhiteRoseSociety.org, Jim in Arkansas, our music bureau chief, and to the moderators at MikeMalloy.com, a message board who keep the place in order, thank you very much, and Catherine Bay, our executive producer. Margie is calling from Indiana, and Marge has been holding on for an hour and a half. Thanks for your patience, Marge.
Hi there, Michael.
Hey.
Always,
always patient for you.
Right.
You may not have all the answers. I doubt that any of us do.
Right.
But you have the core question for the new party, Truth Seekers. Is it truth? Will it serve all of we the people?
Yeah.
That's what we need to have as the banner before us.
Mm-hmm.
Is it the truth?
Right. Is it
because,
the truth?
Because the thing that you keep saying, and every time I listen to these people, I want to gag, is their mighty corruption of the language and, of course, of the, the left-wing liberal media.
The liberal media, yeah.
Hardy, har, har.
Yeah.
What that sort of got me going, I wanted to make sure that you took note of Paul Krugman's column today. Did you see it?
Yeah, I did. I read it this evening about his the Social Security lies that are being put out there.
Exactly. He promises more to come. I'll have to try and keep track of that. A friend of mine put me onto it today.
Yeah.
Because it was very interesting reading. The other thing that got my attention, and I just kind of wondered if he's already made a deal with the judge in Texas. They're going back on the relaxation of ethics codes in the House that if you're indicted,
yeah.
you have to step down from your leadership role. And I read that, and I thought, pardon me for being such a cynic, but...
I'm right there with you. I'm right there with you. I know what happened.
It sounds to me like he's already made a deal.
Sure. Of course.
I mean, come on. Who the hell does he think he's kidding?
I know.
He wouldn't give up anything.
But all of that just flashed by us, the American public. I mean, you caught it, I caught it, a few other people caught it. But the American public, for the most part, has no idea that the Republicans had decided that there's the Speaker, the de facto Speaker of the House, is above the law. Mm-hmm. I mean, these are you know, the only reason Hastert, I'm not Hastert, but the only reason DeLay is in the House is because he got pissed off because when he was running his exterminating company, there were laws against using certain chemicals that was killing children and polluting the water, and he didn't like those laws, so he got elected so he could legislate new laws that would allow his ilk to pollute and kill and destroy.
And he invites all his lobbyist friends right in, you know, opens the door wide and lets them come in and write their own laws. I mean,
right, of course. But
you don't like the way this is affecting your business? Tell me what you want. Write it down
here. Tom DeLay, I hate to say this, but Tom DeLay makes George Bush and the Bush crime family look like amateurs. Tom DeLay is a world-class killer. He is a world-class monster, this guy. And he's another one who just batters and bloodies the body of Christ every chance he can get. I mean, he just rips Christ off the cross, nails be damned. This guy is vile. He is just filthy. And the way he uses the Christian faith is just beyond belief.
Oh, jeez. Their perversion of Christianity. I don't even want to go there.
I know, I know.
But if you get a chance, take note of our good friend Eric Zorn from the Chicago Tribune.
Uh-huh.
He had an interesting column today about the tsunami survivors and whatnot.
I'll check it when I get home tonight. I'll just go to the Tribune and look him up.
And one last little thought. Have you seen the Marlette editorial cartoon from the Tallahassee Democrat? There's three armed GIs standing next to a sign that says Iraq election supervisor. And the caption reads, the president sent Jeb Bush to Indonesia. And the nameplate on the desk before the smiling, smirky face of Catherine Harris.
Oh, my God. Marlette used to be the editorial cartoonist here for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution before he immediately preceded Mike Lukovich. Lukovich is
another good one.
Oh, Lukovich is incredible.
Hey, have you ever gone to, is it KegelCartoons.com?
I have not.
They've got a bunch of editorial cartoons. There was one today quoting Eisenhower about, let's see if I can... rip that up here real quick. Here it is.
Are you online now?
No, but I've got it. This is, it's listed in the paper, my local paper. They use their cartoons on a fairly regular basis.
Oh, okay.
CAGLECartoons.com, all one word.
CAGLE, CAGLECartoons.com.
Right.
All right, well, I'll check that out tonight,
and
too.
And they're showing a fighter jet marked World Arms Sales, you know, loaded with bombs and missiles and all the rest of it. And the quote reads, "Every gun that is made, every warship launched, every rocket fired, signifies in the final sense a theft from those who hunger and are not fed."
Yeah, that was
those
Eisenhower.
"Those who are cold and are not clothed." Yeah, right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. 1953.
Yeah.
And we still ain't learned.
I know.
Well, fellow truth seeker, take care.
I'll do it.
Be good.
I'll do it. I can't wait till we're on a Chicago radio station so you can actually...
Oh, please.
Tune in and listen.
Up, you know, I saw that article and they said, you know, they're making deals everywhere except in Chicago. And, well, you saw my comment.
It'll happen. It'll happen. Thanks, Marge. Here's some music. Have a nice night, okay?
Take care.
All right, you too. Hey, thanks for participating, however you did it tonight. I do appreciate it. I'll see you tomorrow night. Take care. Watch your back, okay? This is Air America Radio. I'm Mike Malloy.
Did you know there's an affordable way to renovate your kitchen without major construction? With cabinet refacing from Sears Home Services, you can transform your kitchen without the cost, time, or massive totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. With Sears Cabinet Refacing, choose from hundreds of decorator styles to help create the kitchen of your dreams. Your kitchen can look brand new in about 4 to 6 days. Products and services are provided by a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't replace your cabinets, just reface them. Call Sears Cabinet Refacing for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. Some restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. That's Cabinet Refacing from Sears Home Services. 1-800-828-1200. That's 1-800-828-1200. 1200.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. The United Nations says aid is getting through to the survivors of last week's tsunami. Even so, it's a race against time. The World Health Organization estimated there were more than 500,000 people in need of medical care in six nations. Assistant Defense Secretary for Health Affairs William Winkenwerter says there are various diseases survivors might have.
Cholera, a very serious disease. Hepatitis A is another waterborne infectious disease. And then, of course, there are respiratory diseases.
And the head of the U.S. Pacific Command says more helicopters will be deployed in South Asia to help with relief efforts. Around 150,000 people are believed to have died in the tsunami. Lawmakers in the Senate and House are expressing moral support for the victims. Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist, a Republican from Tennessee, noted the U.S. military's role.
We have more than 20 patrol and cargo aircraft that have been made available to assess the disaster and deliver relief supplies. 12,000 of our men and women in uniform are working around the clock right now to reach survivors in remote corners of the region.
Frist plans to visit the tsunami-ravaged region this week. A new Congress convened Tuesday in Washington. Providing aid for victims of the tsunami is a top priority, while tsunami